Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the bridge and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yes. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Peace and greetings to you. Welcome to the remix on Friday night. It is April the 11th, 2014, and you're live with me and the remix family in the remix tonight. I want to go ahead and give out the call-in number, 646-652-2711. That's the number to call, because there's so many ways that you can connect with the remix, and you can bring yourself on over, and you can get yourself connected. So you can call in. That's always a great thing to do. And for our international listeners that are out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, you can certainly call to the remix as well. And it's a couple of ways that you can actually get connected. So, you know, dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in. And then you're going to be able to get yourself locked in. You can Skype in. That's a good option for everyone, is that you can use Skype and you can actually Skype in. I also want to let you know that the chat room is open, and the chat room is open. I see the Remix family getting themselves all situated on the phone lines as well as in chat. So let me go ahead and give you some cosmic directions as we get ready to begin to the share tonight of how you can get yourself over. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. All one word, and come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us here live for the very first time, let me be the very first to say welcome. Welcome to the remix, and all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in. The remix family is in the chat room, and they're certainly going to make you feel welcome. They're going to make you feel right at home. So, peace and greetings to everyone. It is so good to have you guys here with me on Friday night. I can tell everyone's kind of moving all over the place. Got a great share here tonight. Joining us live in the forum tonight, we're going to be getting to that in just a moment. We're going to take care of a couple of housekeeping things as we do in the remix. And let all our listeners, everybody, get themselves situated. We're going to give some international shots out tonight because we have listeners listening from Amsterdam, and I'm going to be kind of doing the roll call. So as we go on with the show here tonight, we got Amsterdam live in the house tonight. The UK is listening. Canada is listening. We also have Brazil listening in tonight. Belize is listening in tonight. So we have that family listening in. Australia is listening in tonight. We have Germany, France, and Egypt listening in tonight. So we have lots of our international brothers and sisters listening, and I will continuously give those shout-outs. Jamaica is here live tonight. Welcome, Jamaica. Barbados, you're listening live tonight, so it is so good. We have Saudi Arabia listening in live tonight. Wow. Brothers and sisters from all over the world. The Ukraine is listening in live tonight. So we have a large international international audience that is listening, and we welcome you guys. We welcome you to the Remix family and to listening to us here tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the frequency of light beings, 1320. And joining us here live in the forum tonight is Dr. Banks. It is a remix first, but he certainly is no stranger. And it's going to be a great share. I'm so excited to have him in the platform tonight because we're going to be getting into some real vibes tonight. So how's everybody doing? Peace and greetings, Remix family. It's Friday night. I do want to start out by just sending love and light and healing to everyone. It's a lot of energy moving the planet. We talked about this at the beginning of the year, and a lot of these things are coming to pass in a beautiful way. And then some of these things, we have a lot of people who are leaving the planet as well. So we want to send love, especially to those who was in the accidents that have been going on with the bus situation, families, earthquakes, mudslides, all kinds of things, the school things that are going on, all of these particular things. And just, you know, be in that place that we don't let shit kill our vibe. That's what we want to do. We're going to be talking about vibes tonight and keeping that energy really, really high. And this is what we're going to be doing here tonight. So peace and greetings. I want to give a couple of shout outs. Of course, you know what we're going to do as we give those shout-outs. We're going to be dancing here in just a moment. We're going to get up and we're going to move around. We're going to kind of nod our head a little bit as we get ready to get into the share. But I definitely want to give a big shout-out to all the Remix family that's listening here tonight. Big ups to you guys. And definitely want to send love to my divine priestess. I want to send out to those amazing sisters. Some of them have graduated, so big ups to them. They're moving on. They're doing their work and doing it in a very, very big way. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout because more is to come. And a lot of the priestess, some of them have graduated, and so they're going to be doing their work. So be on the lookout for that. So those are going to be some of the goodies. I also want to remind you guys that you can find everything in the show notes here, and that's so important. For those of you who have Android devices or those things that support Android devices, I want to invite you to go and download the Remix app. And the Remix app is amazing because it keeps you connected with everything that the Remix is doing. So you know how I say download. You can actually connect yourself to the Remix app and always know what's going on the Remix. And always know if you want to go back through the archives and listen to the hundreds upon hundreds of shows, you can do that. It'll keep you connected with me, Miss Blue, and everything the Remix has going on. So I want to invite you guys, that is our special gift to the whole Remix family, for you to check that out and to do that. And also, the other thing, of course, you guys, I have some amazing shows coming up, and you guys want to stay tuned because it's going to be some powerful brothers coming on the platform, and it's just really great energy on the planet. And so we're going to be tapping into that, and tonight, as we always do, and really just raising our frequency, our vibration to the highest place. When you come to the Remix, I hear what you guys say when I'm in sessions with you or when we're talking about how your frequency get raised from everyone who comes across the platform. I've told you guys about this time that we're in, and this is all about the Aura Gen. This is really, really the time where, like no other time in the human history, has we as spiritual beings, as human beings, been able to raise our frequency as high as we're able to do it. So truly, truly, this is the time of the Aura Gen. It really is about understanding that energy, understanding about vibration and how we're all truly connected to each other, and I told you guys about that, and it's just so powerful. You know, it's time, it really is time for us to raise our frequency to the light beings that you are. Really raise our frequency. I'm talking about taking it up I'm talking about really taking it out of this world, raising that frequency as high as we can, and being able to tap into all of those divine things and really get a higher understanding of everything that's going on and rise above a lot of mayhem that's floating at the bottom, and just kind of keep our elevation in a very positive place. We're going to be talking about that. And one of those powerful ways that we are going to be doing that is how we're going to be talking about it tonight. So I am truly, truly, I am truly excited about what's going on. Okay. So, hey, welcome to the remix, everyone. I see you guys on the phone line. Whoa, you guys are on the phone line. Also, you guys are in chat. Now, I want to tell you about what else is going on. Tonight is Friday the 11th, and of course, you know, it's a gateway day. It's a very powerful gateway day. When we start to look at the frequency and the vibration, we know everything is made off of the binary code, which are ones and zeros. And this is a powerful day to walk through this gateway, because you have a choice. We always operating in free will. I want to tell you about something I'm totally obsessed with at this moment, and that is we have the Sisters Only workshop that's coming up. Myself and Esther will be hosting. I'm totally obsessed with that, and I want to invite every single sister who's listening to be a part, to come out. This is not just for sisters. This is for badass sisters who live a divine life. And so that's for all of you sisters out there that listen to the remix, all of you brothers who have sisters, who have wives, who have girls, who have daughters, who have grandmothers, great-grandmothers, who have aunts, who have cousins, who have women in your life. This is definitely something that is a long time coming, and it's time for us soul sisters to get together and talk. I want to give you a web address so you can go check it out. And yes, many of you have checked it out and reserved your virtual seat. It's going down this month on the 20th, and you guys need to be a part of it. www.msblueblast.com/sisters, and that's SISTAS-workshop/, and you can get all the details. Or you can always email me at questionforblue@gmail.com, and we can check it out. But now it's time to get ready to dance, because we have a show tonight, and we're going to be getting into it. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, because that's always important to do. And then we're going to kind of like nod our heads a little bit, and we're going to dance. All right, everyone. So welcome to the remix. Joining us here live in the forum tonight is going to be Dr. Banks. Let's go ahead and get ready to dance so we can raise our frequency and energy. And I know a lot of you have been moving around. I want you to get up. Get up. Get up.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. So here we go. We're going to listen to this, because this is really sort of the vibe that we're in. And we're really going to be doing sort of a light bean dance. This is the dance that we're going to be doing tonight to this jam. I want you to think about the words, the energy, the brothers and sisters that is on this jam really are about raising the frequency on the planet. And along with you guys, we're definitely going to push that energy out into the cosmos. And so that's right. We're going to be dancing, because this is about the law of vibration that we'll be tapping into here tonight. So here we go.
There are times.
Love like this, it's something for me to write this. I ain't seen you in a minute, wrote this letter. Decide to send it, sign, seal, deliver for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. Your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gonna start them, I did it too. Cause of you, feelings I handle with care. Some studs recognize the light, can't handle the glare. I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. The relationship is effort. I'm at your work, wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. The end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened on him, let's rely. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. If you understand the union of woman and man, and sex and a single is where they assuming it land. That's fly by night, for you in the sky right. These cones shine ice moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop and you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to meet you call. I pray every day more than anything friends will say. We begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be? Anything worth having you work at annually. We've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. Some beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit pop when it's time to. Thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. When I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you. It's love and happiness. It's hard trying to practice abstinence. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive. Still feel good. Sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. It's my reflection, the light I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Tikka 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 tikka. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. Peace.
Everyone, that was The Light with Common, of course, featuring Erykah Badu. That was kind of the remix there, so you heard a little J Dilla in there. So, brothers and sisters, raising the light, raising that frequency there, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get ready to welcome our guest to the remix. Our brother that's going to be joining us here tonight is Dr. Banks. He definitely is not a stranger. I do want to kind of give you a little bit of an introduction so you can understand why Dr. Banks is going to be joining us here, that I asked him to join us here in the platform tonight at this particular time right now and just at this divine time right here. The first thing that I want to tell you is that, what can I say? The planet has made a great shift. And this is something myself and Brother Bilal, we've talked about a couple of years ago, and we're feeling it. Everyone's feeling this shift that the planet has made. It's a powerful shift that we've made. And a lot of you have contacted me in email. We've been chatting on Facebook that you're seeing 1111 all the time. Everywhere you go, things that are coming up, maybe in receipts, on car license plates, that's a frequency number. So if you can understand that 1111 is a frequency number. It's a frequency number for the light beings. Yeah, for the light beings. So that number in itself is a divine number that you see. It's a sign. It's a symbol. And these are everything that is made up in this whole dimension here that we're in on planet Earth. It's about signs and symbols. It's about understanding them. It's about decoding them. It really is. Now, I told you guys the music world will shift. And boy, has it shifted. The artists are going to shift. The colors, everything, the frequencies, the vibration is going to shift. And everything that we know, especially when it comes to music, which is really what everything is on, is shifting. The frequency makes it look like time has sped up. In fact, it made it look like time has sped up so fast, this frequency. So many people talk about you. It seems like it was just January, and now here we are about to go into the summer months. We're already in April. So the frequency has changed, and everything is speeding up. You see, the 1320 is here. The 1320, I want you to hold that 1320, because that's a lot what Dr. Banks is going to be talking about here tonight. So who is this brother? I can sum him up and tell you that he's definitely a part of the origin clique. He's a Renaissance brother. And this brother's frequency is moving so fast that you can't even see it. You can't even see him coming. You literally can't. He's a part of the Remix Soul Group. Definitely want you to know that. He makes music. He makes magic. And he's grounded in his heart. That's his frequency. He knows his frequency and his vibe. And tonight he's going to be sharing with us about his passion, about his art, and his magic. He's a producer. He's done everything from videos to movies to films to Broadway plays. A producer, a writer, a singer. Huh. What else? I'm going to have to let him tell you. So let's take an opportunity to go ahead and welcome to the platform Dr. Banks. He joins us here live in the frequency tonight, in the frequency of the remix tonight. Peace and greetings to you, Dr. Banks.
Peace and greetings, Miss Blue. What's happening?
Hey, it is so good to have you. Yes.
Listen, this is a sincere honor for me. I mean, I have to be honest, never in my dreams when I found the remix did I ever imagine I would be on it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
really.
Well, I'll tell you, I just want to send a big welcome to you all the way from the BC, the Baltimore City, representing in a big way and representing here as a part of the Remix family. So the pleasure is all ours. We're going to get right into the share. I'm so excited to have you on the platform tonight as well. And yeah, we're about to do it, you guys. We're about to get into it. And so you guys can hear more about Dr. Banks. And I want to start out, that's a great place. I kind of gave you your introduction. I really want to talk about and ask you the simple question, and I want you to begin to tell us, who is Dr. Banks?
Well, thank you for that question. You know, first of all, you named a lot of the things that I do, and I definitely feel I was born to do, such as music. But I also want to add to that, I'm also not only in the Remix Soul Group, but I'm also self-invested. I got to throw that in there. Because that's how I...
Let me ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
For
that's how I truly know. that, you know, really it was that experience that I know kind of finished off my journey. And my journey started with, I was blessed to have all my grandmothers. I had my mother's mother, my mother's mother's mother, my father's mother, and her mother. Like, I knew all my grandmothers on both sides of my family. But the one that I spent the most time with was my grandmother, Emma. And many of the things that I am right now, including spiritual, into music, into films, comes directly from her. From just sitting with her all day, she would let me comb her hair because she said, you know, young kids combing your hair, let's help it grow. You know, so I spent a lot of time sitting there combing her long, silky black hair. And as I was doing that, you know, she liked to watch TV, so I watched TV. And she liked to watch movies, so I watched movies. And it almost seemed like I spent my whole childhood sitting with her, you know, absorbing everything she was absorbing. And she was truly the matriarch of our family. So everybody came over her house to, you know, see her and talk with her and have counsel. And the first thing she did in the morning when she opened her eyes was got on her knees and start praying. And you couldn't even talk to her. Like, you would be asking her questions, she wouldn't stop. She wouldn't break it for anything.
Beautiful.
So that's how I understood that, you know, spirituality or the spirit period was very important.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I really lived as a young boy to please her. You know, as long as she was smiling and happy, I was good. That was my girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I even used to sleep in the bed with her and my grandfather. I'm sure he wasn't too happy about that. But, you know, that's where I would sleep. I never left her side. And by the time I got to high school, right before, you know, high school, actually, she actually came to live with us. So it never stopped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even to the point that when she made her transition, I was the one that came and found her in her sleep. She went to sleep one night and just didn't wake up.
Mm.
So that very much shaped me. You know, she loved music. Wow. She sung on the choir at church.
Yes.
And that shaped me. You know, it shaped me really, really deep. But another foundational thing for me was playing football, you know, playing sports, you know, in high school. My first teacher or the first man to ever give me the knowledge of who we truly were was my high school coach, Coach Hemp. He was my coach, but he was also the physics teacher, a master at many, many styles of martial arts. And he saw me kind of going down the wrong path because, as you can imagine, in Baltimore, it's a tough town.
Yeah,
you know, it's hardcore, you know. And I grew up right in the middle of the war zone. You know, I grew up on Winston Avenue, which is right two streets over from McCabe. And then you had Old York and Cater that wasn't that far. So these guys have been killing each other since the 60s.
Right. Let me ask you this, and because you said some really key things about, you know, your grandmother being one of those women in your life that really helped to set the foundation, and then your high school football coach. Did you at any time, Dr. Banks, see this lining up for music, things of football and maybe the martial arts and all of these things?
No, not at all, because When I started playing football, that gave me what I was at the time looking for. You know, my uncles, I come from a line of, you know, very athletic, very handsome men, and they played sports. So
right.
I kind of felt like it was my job to carry on that tradition. They were grooming me. You know, I was a big guy. I was actually bigger than all my uncles. I'm like 6'2", 225 at the time, and I'm 15. And
that's a big brother.
So they just, yeah. So they like, yeah, you definitely gonna carry on the tradition. And, you know, in my high school, that gave me kind of what I was looking for at that time. That gave me the respect, the confidence, especially from my coach. You know, I felt like as long as I was leading the team and we were winning games and he was happy, And I was happy, you know, that competitive warrior spirit was being fed.
Yeah.
But I actually wind up getting into music kind of by mistake. So I'm living my football life, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, one day, out of the clear blue sky, my friend Edison, who was from around my way, he could sing. And everybody knew Edison could sing. He was always singing at lunch. And so him and Alan was like, yo, we want to sing Let's Chill in the talent show. Banks, you can sing a little bit. Come be the third guy, because you can't imitate God with two guys. You know, it don't work.
Right,
three
right.
of them, you know?
Yeah.
So they like, I'm like, all right, sure. So we get in the talent show. You know, we had the trial. They let us in. And then, like, a few days before the actual show, they arguing with each other and say, F you, man, F you, too. And they say, man, we ain't doing it.
Wow. So, a singing football player. That's beautiful.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking, though, because my girl Tanya was like, man, Sean, you need to do it without them. You better than them anyway. You sing better than them anyway. So it was her who encouraged me to do it. And let me tell you, at my school, a lot of people don't know, Casey and JoJo from Jodeci went to my school. Tupac was walking the hallway. So talent shows were serious business. You know, it was like, it was serious business. And I'm thinking,
Tupac,
man.
And Casey and JoJo? Yeah, that's some serious competition.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Casey sung a song with a brother named Byron, and they wasn't even cheering for Casey. Nobody knew who he was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, wow, am I really great to do this? Nobody in the school really know I can sing. I'm on the football team. I'm going to have problems. I'm going to be getting chased home from school, you know. So even to the point where when I did the song, I sung When Will I See You Smile Again, I did it behind the curtain first. I said, I'm going to start singing behind the curtain. And when it went, you know, and I sung my name, you know, I was like, you know, tonight is time for show and tell. My first name is Sean and my last name, Bang. They opened the curtain and they went crazy. Ah, it's crazy. I started singing the song. And after that, man, I killed it. I sung in every single show, assembly, to the end of my whole high school career. You know, it was like, Banks, we need you to sing this, you sing that. I performed at every show till I left that school, and I produced every single fashion show, everything. I was like, no, you go here, you do that. They all saw it, but...
It was starting.
You know,
it was really starting.
Yeah.
Like, I call them markers, like things were being activated. Could you see yourself going down that path, or did you have dreams like most young guys? Because I know, I remember even being in high school and even now Baby Blue in high school, like having that dream of being a professional football player, or did you really see more of the singing and the music as being a part of your home?
You're not even going to believe this. I still went to college. I was still trying to play football. I mean, even though I was clearly great at music, it was clearly my natural ability.
Yes.
It wasn't until I got to college and I went to Morgan State. I mean, I got recruited by Maryland. I got recruited by other different colleges, but I chose to go to Morgan. And these banners was getting beat like 55-10, you know what I mean? So it was like, whoa, this not for me. You know, that's when I lost my love for football, and it transferred to music, again, I say, by mistake. I ran into my brother, Eric Green,
in the engineering building. Yeah, I want to talk about that right there, because this is critical for people, Dr. Banks, because a lot of times when we're following what we think is our passion, or we're doing what we think. I know for me, I never in a billion years would have ended up where I am. You understand,
right.
Even though those
yeah.
elements were yeah. there, those components were there, and you were still, even though you were good at it, what do you think kept you grounded in moving in the direction you wanted to move in? Do you think it was just really you going with what was in your heart? Or was this still just trying to kind of follow the family's tradition?
Yeah, it was definitely my family, because my grandparents were so proud to say, you know, my grandson, he in college, he playing football,
yes.
he's doing things. Like, And my uncle was there. You know, he was there, and I followed him around all of my life too. So it was that was like, you know, that was the thing that I was doing where everybody, my whole family smiling like, yeah, that boy doing very well. We proud of you, son. Good job,
yeah.
You know? And in my heart, I mean, I was content with, I was satisfied with that feeling, that energy, but, you know, the music, I just couldn't ignore it. It just got to the point where it had to even be taken away from me. I probably still would have been trying to bust my head up against somebody and wrestle them to the ground on that field if Morgan just wasn't so sorry. And I started taking a shortcut through the music building. But once that guy, it was a guy named Eric Green. I'm still friends with him to this day. He never let me rest. Every time he saw me, he said, man, I got this group. I want you to be in it. And I'm like,
right.
Oh, here he go. And he was a little, you know, he was a little square. I was cool, you know what I mean? I was around the way, you know. So I'm like, I can't be singing with y'all. Are you crazy? Miss Blue, I finally gave in, went to one rehearsal.
Yeah.
We were learning either some Boyz II Men song or, you know, Harmony was real big back then because Boyz II Men was running the world. And he starts singing, teaching us the parts, and I start singing with them, and it was like the vibration from all our voices blending together. It was like causing a ringing in my ear, and I was asking them, do y'all hear that? And they was like, no, we don't hear it. And I found out later I have what's called relative pitch. It impacted me so hard that from that minute on to this second right now, I have never done anything but music and film and things of that nature.
Yeah. You said that you found out later it was called, what was it called again?
Oh, relative pitch. There's perfect pitch and then there's relative pitch. Meaning I can hear the notes in my head almost exactly perfectly as they are, the almost exact tone as they're supposed to be. So basically someone, when they say you're tone deaf, they can't hear themselves.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this. Spiritually, what you did was activate your spiritual DNA. So that relative tone activated your spiritual DNA, which put you on your path to do a big part of the work that you came. Beautiful. I love that. Powerful.
Yeah, I believe that because that was the trigger. I mean, from that right there, it was like being shot out of a cannon because I went from singing with them, and we used to rehearse like 8 hours a day. And I was an engineering major, so you got to understand how crazy that is. As a matter of fact, had to have changed my DNA because I started doing stuff I would never do, like leaving my house at 10:30 at night to go in and break into the auditorium of the school so I could learn how to play the piano. You know, I didn't know how to play the piano. So I used to go in there, I used to scale a wall. I knew how to get past the security so I could pull a piano out. And I did that for months, like 6 or 7 months, until I actually learned how to, I taught myself how to play the piano.
Beautiful.
And the teacher was like, who's your teacher? I was like, I don't have no teacher, you know. And from that, it was over. I mean, from that, I went and got production deal and became like one of the best, youngest producers in the whole entire city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So talk
to me about two things. I want to know how that path was going for you, and also just the reaction you got from your family, you know, initially. How was your family's support of making sort of that shift? Because that's something a lot of people deal with, young and old, you know?
Yeah. And I'm going to take my time because I want all of the listeners to hear me, because I know everybody struggles with this. I'm just glad I was strong enough to withstand it through, because while as happy as they were that I was in college and doing all the things that made them feel good, when I was working literally at Def Jam, I mean, every day I was waking up having meetings with Russell Simmons, and I had a production deal that was done through Kevin Lyles, and I'm in the hallway with Pharrell and Jay-Z. I mean, this is my real life. Like, I used to wake up like, damn, do I really have a meeting with these people today? I mean, L.A. Reid, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it was like, it was the dream. Oh,
yes.
But when I went home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that break.
All my uncles used to come sit beside me like, hey, man, you know, your mother said you're doing bad. You know, you ain't in school and you quit school and you don't have a job. You know, my grandmother used to be like, you need a job. You know, I'd be trying to tell her, Grandma, I got a job. You don't understand. Because all of this stuff was happening in New York, so when they see me, it's like they just never understood it. And I kept saying, if they could just see what I'm doing, they would be fine. Even to the point I did a song for Drew Hill, the album came out. I showed it to my uncle. I showed him my name was on and everything. He looked at me and said, okay, so what does this mean? I said, what does it mean? What is wrong with y'all people?
Well, nothing like family to keep us grounded, I tell you, our soul group.
Right. You ain't lying about that. But you know what? My boy through the whole thing was my grandfather. He always said, you know, just give it a try. If it don't work, then you come back to school. He said, Sean, you know, you can at least get a part-time job. You know what I'm saying? I'm explaining it to him. I'm like, look, Grandpa, the level that I need to be on, I don't even have time to waste 8 hours a day working for someone else. I need to practice. You have no idea what I have to do to even be considered good. And, you know, in hindsight, sometimes I always tell young artists now, he actually was right. You know, that was my 20-year-old self talking. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because even a steady income would have been able to sustain me, even if it was small. I could have still done some of the things I was doing. Or had a different plan to convert some of the things I was doing into something that was profitable. You get what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, yes.
But I was so focused, like everybody else, on what they sell you on TV and make you think that's what you got to do. But that's false. It's a fantasy now. I know that.
Yeah.
But it was crazy, you know, because I just was in my rebel, they just don't understand mode. And, you know, it's funny that you even brought up Baby Blue, because she's at that same, nearly that same age. And, you know, I don't know if, and I'm supposed to know, everybody's supposed to know this, but I'm teaching her right now.
Yeah.
And I'm so fascinated by how her mind works because she reminds me of myself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
It's like
talking
to yourself, you know?
Yeah.
But she's so super talented. But I'm really, really, really excited about giving the future, you know, all of the things that I learned, so they don't have to go through the things I went through. As a matter of fact, I even gave up. This is how much I loved music at that time. I gave up the one true love I had at that time, which is crazy, you know what I mean? But nothing superseded it. That's how much I was devoted to it. My life depended on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you, she is, Baby Blue is so super excited, you know, working with you and, you know, and just in that vibe. And, you know, just, yeah, well, let me, you know, she is really excited, I'll tell you, yeah.
I'm falling to pieces, but I need this. You're my fault, my weakness. When did you turn so cold? You cut me down to the bone. Now you're dancing all over my soul. I'm falling to pieces, to pieces. He
Hey, Dr. Banks, it's Nisha, and I'm just wishing you a good night on the show, and I'm just coming here to tell you thank you for everything that you've done for me, and I hope you enjoy your night on the remix. Bye.
Oh, my God. You trying to make a G cry on the radio? Come on. Why you do that to me?
Yeah, she wanted to do that for you. She heard you were coming on the show, so she just put something together.
Oh, my goodness.
She's listening, yeah.
That was awesome. That's crazy. Man, that's crazy. But you know what? These kids now, man, I'm telling you, one of my producing partners named Osei, he probably on the phone right now, we was having this discussion some months ago, and, you know, he, I hate to put the Zodiac thing on him, but he a Taurus, so he a little, you know, earthly pessimistic sometimes.
Yeah.
So he like, man, these kids, man, now they crazy, Banks, man, these kids is lost, man. I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm seeing some kids that I think is great to change the game. Like, I'm running into kids that's like, I'm literally running into, in my city, they worship, like, Lil Boosie, Lil Wayne, all these type of people. And now I'm running into, like, 16, 17-year-old kids that's like, man, I don't listen to that shit. I listen to Rakim. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, snap.
Yes.
So that's what literally made me want to start teaching kids, because I said, okay, they're going to need some. I wanted to be to them what I didn't have, you know.
Right.
And next thing I know, I look up, and I'm telling you, that same day we had that conversation, and I said, man, I'm telling you, I think the kids is going to bring it back. Because, look, they even wearing the high-top afros like we was when we was in high school.
Yeah.
They, you know, I thought I was going to be 60 by the time I saw that come back. I'm like, man, I'm telling you, it's like it came in a circle, it skipped or whatever, because they go on a different vibe. And he was like, well, I'm glad you so optimistic. The next day, Kendrick Lamar dropped that song that made all these niggas go back and write some better verses. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so I told him, I said, I told you. You know, he's my friend, so I ain't really say I told him, but he knew.
Yeah.
And now, listen, from Baltimore, see, Baltimore's not New York, so we don't have a preset style or vibe. So the people here are very artistic. They're very eclectic. And they don't went to, like, New York and Cali and Philly. And I found out they got this whole movement now called, they call themselves the Afropunk movement. It is incredible. Like,
I love it.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, man, that's deep. Because my artist, you know, his name is Blackstar. He's the one that showed it to me because he an Afropunk dude. I'm telling you. This kid, let me tell you something about Blackstar. He don't even speak a regular human language. I set him up with interviews with magazines and things, and I always have to tell an interviewer, listen to me. Come here, let me talk to you. Listen, I know you're going to ask him the simple questions, like, you know, where do you get your inspiration from and stuff. You're going to have to record the interview because you're not going to understand what he says in the beginning. And they're like, oh, yeah. And so they ask him, so where do you get your inspiration? He goes, well, you know, it's all divine. You know, it's all flow. You know, it's like the energy, you know, it always was there. But then did I tap into it or did I create it from the other side? You know what I mean? and no, they don't know what he means, you know. But I speak
we
black,
know what
you
he
know.
Means.
So
we know what he means.
Y'all know what he means, but they... Yeah, they don't know what he means. So it's always crazy because they come at me after, even just regular friends I got that come see him perform and then talk to him. They be like, what did he say? I mean, like, don't worry about it. It's all good, you know. And when he showed me these people, these kids, I'm like, well, damn, you know, this shit is all the way back. Because he, like, on some, himself personally, he on some, Prince, Black Beatles, straight Jimi Hendrix reincarnation. I would never say that to him.
Yeah.
But he is. Even to the point where you listen to, I got a couple of Jimi Hendrix interviews where he's talking the same way. He's like, yeah, man, you know, like I saw a red rabbit and it ran in a hole. It's like they was asking him when is his birthday. And he's like, that's how he answered the question. You know what I'm saying? So he is so, he's all right brain. He's all right brain. And his
beautiful.
Music is like that. Yeah.
Beautiful. Wow.
That's his vibe.
that's
his vibe. Yeah, that's his vibe. Matter of fact, there's this festival every year at Coachella. If you go to Coachella, you won't see them because they taking over. But, like, at the first Coachella Black went to, he was signed to Interscope at the time, so I don't know if you know who Jimmy Iovine is, but he's a, you know, he's a big deal. He was the guy behind Dre and the Beats and all that. He introduced Black Star to Kanye West, and he told him this. He said, yeah, this is Black Star. He's the guy that's going to be bigger than you. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And the word, you know, so Jimmy had a party at his house, and the word got around. So Will.i.am was like, man, you know, I got to get in the studio with this guy. And, you know, then Will.i.am starts saying, you know, the future, major star of the future, he's going to be a DJ. He's going to be a singer. He's going to be a real musician. He's going to be able to rap. He's going to be all these things. And he was talking about Black Star because he does all of those things.
Beautiful.
And just like Misha played that guitar, I can't get him to put it down.
Yeah.
So like, look, you got a DJ tonight, Black. He'd be like, yeah, but tell me, like, I'm going to bring the guitar out.
I was going to say, Black Star is one of your artists, correct? That's one of your artists.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he is not just one of my artists. He is the artist I've been waiting my whole entire journey for right now. He's that level of artist because, you know, at this point now, everything I've done, every level that I've been blessed to be on, to be able to sit in Kevin Lyle's office or sit in L.A. Reid's office and learn the business side or sit in the studio and spend time with Kanye, I'm going to use it to really get him where he needs to go. We have pulled him off of Interscope. You know, we're doing everything independently, but it's still on a major scale.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, he's my artist. Yeah, you know, he's off the chain. He's on a whole different channel right now, trust me.
Mm.
He just shot this video, The River. You're going to see it. You're going to get it. I got to send it to you. It's off the chain.
Yes. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Oh, wow. That is really, really beautiful. That's beautiful. And I know that, you know, one of the things that I love just about you, and I called you sort of a modern-day Renaissance man, you know, part of that whole origin clique, because you're producing, you're directing, you know, you're teaching, you're learning, you're singing, you're writing, you're... You know, you're being creative, you're tapping into your magic, as I call it, and all of those things, and bringing you to the point of where you are at this particular moment, you know? And, I love it. Talk about some of the producing side and what that feels like to kind of be behind the camera and being sort of the all-seeing eye when you're directing movies and producing videos and that type of thing.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this.
Yeah, and the
music
movie Love. I want you to talk about the movie Love.
I'm just about to talk about that. Because music was my start.
Yes.
But once I got on a film set, that's when I learned that all the lessons, all the things that I had been through, the struggles, everything, it really was just preparing me for that. Because a producer in the film world, he's a problem solver. You understand? You got to go raise the money. You got to go find the right director. You got to find the right script. You got to find the right actor. And with Love, listen to this shit. I can't make it up. My partner at the time, we're looking for films. He calls me one day and say, I think we found a good film, you know, to work on. I'm like, okay, what is it about? He said it's called Love. Or at the time, Love stood for something. It was an acronym. Stood for Learning Uncle Vincent. And he said, read the script. So it takes me forever to read shit because I'm a synesthete. I have synesthesia. So while I'm reading things, my mind is trying to create the picture, and it gives me, like, it makes me sleepy, all of that. So I burrow through this script, and they just kept calling me all day. You ain't reading it? I'm like, I'm reading it. Chill. But after I read it, I was like, damn, this is a great story. But we got to rewrite all this dialogue because if you make Baltimore people talk like this, somebody going to get murdered. You know what I mean? This is not how we talk. And so when Carmen came to town, he came to town early. And I let him meet all the real Baltimore guys that he was about to portray one of them. And my friend had a restaurant at the time. We shut the restaurant down. And even though I've been in the music business a long time, I never really personally knew Carmen. So he came to town, and the first thing he liked was, as he told me later, he said, man, Banks, you know, you had it laid out. It was cold, man. That was like, you know, that was like where I'm from. You know, he's from Chicago. Or like I tell him, Chicago, you know.
And, it's crazy. I just want to say this. I played that song for you, and I didn't know that you and Carmen were good friends. That song I picked out for you at the beginning of the show, The Light.
I was going to tell you, because when I first heard it, and I first kind of heard it, I was like, where'd she find that at? I don't even know how you be finding some of these songs. You always got the other versions that the artists don't even remember recording. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the hell? Where did she find that? Because I heard Erica singing, and I kept waiting for the guys. There are times, you know, you had the remix. You had the blue version.
Yes.
Yeah, but Carmen, man, let me tell you something. I used to say that Jamie Foxx was the realest famous person I knew. But real talk,
yes,
Carmen is the realest, most purest, famous person that I've ever. We are brothers now. It's like, we're not even friends. It's beyond that. But when we made this movie, it was like he had just made what was that movie called? He had just made Just Right.
Okay, that's right. Yes.
And all the critics had blasted him like, oh, he was awful. He was terrible. You know. And so when he came to Baltimore to shoot it, I kind of noticed he was kind of still uneasy about making this film. It was an independent film. You know, he wasn't doing it for the money. He doing it because he liked the story.
Yeah.
And we were sitting in the Cheesecake Factory and said, all these women just kept coming up like, can I get your picture? Can I hug you? Whatever. And I was like, yo, you really going to sit here and hug every last woman in this place? Like, I'm so glad I'm not famous. You know what I mean? I couldn't deal with it, you know? And he did, though. I'm like, this brother is amazing, you know? So he learning me, I'm learning him. And then I said, let me get this straight. I hadn't seen Just Right yet. But from how all the women was acting, I said, something's going on. I said, let me get this straight. In Just Right, you leave the super skinny, real, real, real pretty girl for the everyday black woman, little meat on the bones. He said, yeah. I said, oh, nigga, that's the best movie you ever made. I said, man, don't you know now that every woman thinks she got a shot with you, boys? That's the best movie you ever made. I said, but we gonna make this love, though. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make this movie L-U-V. We're going to make love, and guess what it's going to give you? That was his first dramatic leading role ever.
Yes.
And I told him, I know you got problems with the script. I know you got this, but I'm going to fix all of that. I rewrote the goddamn script. I got every car, every suit, every pair of socks. Everything ran through my approval because it was a Baltimore movie. I was the only real aficionado. And if we needed a blown-up car, I got that. If we needed a brand-new Benz, I went and got that.
Just that.
And so,
I want to tell everybody, they're going crazy in the chat room. Love is on Netflix. I saw it. You guys need to check it out. If you haven't seen it, you need to definitely check it out. Yes. You'll see Dr. Banks' work at best. It was a Sundance. It's a Sundance. It's on the Sundance.
Oh, yeah. It went to Sundance. And guess what? He won Breakout Performance at Sundance. Well, he was nominated from somewhere else, but he wound up getting voted as a breakout performance from Sundance. Oh, and Sundance,
you know what? I think I spoke to you while you were at Sundance. Didn't we speak to you while you were at the Sundance?
Yes, you did. But this year, we debuted a film called Little Accidents that starred Elizabeth Banks and Chloe Sevigny. Love happened. We went to Sundance in 2011. That was years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
And, you know, Love has been on BET like 35, 40, 50 times. So,
yes, it has.
And I know remix people, we probably don't watch TV a lot, but I know I don't, but it's been on there.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it was that right there was, I kind of went to the next level. Like, movies is my shit. Goddamn, who knew? You know what I mean? and guess what? As soon as I was finished Love and I had the whole Sundance experience, they picked 16 films out
yes.
of 10,000.
Thousand, yes. It's a big deal.
People don't understand. Every film don't make it to Sundance.
No.
You understand?
Very hard.
So I didn't even realize it until we were there. I'm like, God damn, this is some special stuff. And as soon as I did that, I was gone with the movies, and I'm going to let everybody know right now, me and Miss Blue going to write a movie. We working on it. since you popped Baby Blue up on me, I'm popping
okay,
that up on the family.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah. And, you know, we gonna pull Brother Bilal in again. See, now I got it all figured out because I listen to all of the shows from Brother Panic about this, and I just be laughing because he's so right. Mm-hmm. But the real person that made me fall in love with movies and the metaphysical messages behind them was Brother Bobby Hemmings. You know,
yeah.
He really changed the game for me when I went to a lecture that he had in '96. He changed the game for me. Because that's actually how I got to the remix. How
mm-hmm.
could I forget that?
That's
Let me
right.
tell you, real quick, 15-second story. So I go to his lecture in, say, 97 or 8, blow my mind. First thing he told me that blew my mind was, black woman is the highest being. She the highest sex. He broke the whole shit down. It made so much sense. I was like,
yeah.
I knew that shit. I knew it. You know, we all start off with female fetuses, and depending on how many Y chromosomes, turn you into a male. I'm like, damn, I knew this shit, right? So I was always in love with that brother and what he was saying. So right around 2007, this is years before I even do Love, 2007, I was tired of the music industry. I saw it changing anyway. I'd have spent all my damn money up, you know, they trying to help people and do things in the get them to the next level. I said, man, I need a break. I've been going hard since 1995 nonstop. And I just took a damn break.
Mm-hmm.
But one night, like 2008, I woke up and I was thirsty. I was drinking all this water, and I just could not be thirsty. And it was like if something told me, well, I should say something. Spirit told me, say, you're not thirsty for the water you drink. And I just start wanting to get back on my knowledge tip. And
yeah.
I called my friend Mo, who actually took me to Bobby, John Henry Clark, and Bar Shango, and different people like that. Even when I was a kid,
yeah.
he was taking me to this shit. And
yeah.
I kept calling him, Mo, you got them Bobby tapes? You know, I'm old school. I'm young, but
yeah.
I'm old school. I'm like, yo, where them Bobby Hemmings tapes that you had? And he kept on saying, I got them somewhere. He kept on saying, I'm like, well, where the fuck is somewhere? Where they at? You know? And
right.
then he told us, he said, well, he said, yo, you know, Larry be calling him on the phone. I said, for real? So I'm like, call him, get the number. And we could never link it up. He couldn't. He said, they would call me. Like, I had Bobby on the phone. I was like, damn. You know, and something said, look for him on the internet. I Googled him. And what happened was it pulled up all these little 10, 15, 20-minute snippets of him.
Yeah.
And he was on your show.
So I'm listening to him. I'm getting, like, the clips of him, and I hear his voice while he's talking, going, that's right. I'm like, who is that voice? Because, you know, I can see your voice, you know, so I'm like, that's a pretty voice. And then one show, he said Miss Blue, and then I heard the show was the remix. So I Googled Miss Blue the remix, and that's when it came up all together. Okay, what's this Blog Talk shit, you know? So I'm like, all right. So at first, I never listened to it live. I only had time to, like, download them later, you know, then I catch them. Mm-hmm. And when I first heard it the first time, and it came on, in my head, man, yo, I say, damn, these motherfuckers rapping.
Yeah, that's Dr. U right there doing his thing.
But you know, what I was happy about, I was like, these my kind of people, because at Morgan, you know, we had all of the 5%ers and all of the Peace Hotep brothers. My name is Super Baba Shango, the Bingy Ling Baba, Moot the third of the fifth power from the 17th destiny. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in the wrong place, you know? So when I heard that, it kind of sent a signal to me like, this is where you belong. These people get it. It's not really about all of that. And, Look at it now. I mean, that was like,
wow.
That's the greatest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the greatest. And I can't even thank you enough. I can't even come up. I got to invent a new language to thank all of y'all enough because no matter what, I don't miss the remix or none of that. And then once I got in self-invested, and then we went from there, and then I got that reading from Rebel Balazs. Man, that's my man. That's my one. At first I used to be like, man, I'm worrying this nigga to death. I better stop calling him. But I love y'all, man. You know, no lie, because.
Yeah, the essence.
It got to be love. It got to be love. It got me to points that I have never seen before. You know.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, and I gotta say, the first time I ever called in the show and got through, guess who? I just put this together. Guess who was on that night?
Who was on?
Brother Wayne Chandler.
Brother Wayne Chandler. Oh, yes, I remember. You were talking about your kung fu fighting days.
Little bit, but and what I asked him was, I said,
are you there? I think his call dropped. Are you still there? We can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said to him, I feel like it's time for me to go to another level. You know, I'm pretty good at manifesting. You know, what should I do? Let me just sit back and listen. And he said, yeah, man, you could go to profound levels.
Yes, that's Brother Wayne.
Yeah, that's my man. So guess what? Do you know where I learned about 1320? From a lecture that he gave.
Beautiful.
34 Circle.
Yeah, this is very, very important for everything that we're speaking about tonight, about the laws of vibration. So I know you guys have your supersonic hearing really, really tuned in. And Dr. Banks, it's such an honor to, you know, have here and to share. I love definitely your spirit and your essence for everything that you do, and just excited for you to come and share. And I want us to start talking about this subject. And but before we get ready to talk about that, I do want to thank you because you are so very present in self-invested. And those of you who are self-invested, we have a good time in there. And one of the beautiful things about self-invested, because it's so many people, you just never know who is there. And I just, I want to ask you to share, what is some of your favorite moments of Self-Invested before we get into this?
Listen, we had the mastermind class, and, you know, even just the name of it let me know that this was some serious shit about to go down, and I need to be prepared. Like, it was called the mastermind, you know what I mean? And I went to the store and bought me a big-ass spiral notebook with the pages you can tear out. I bought a whole pack of blue pens. I said, this is, I mean, because I couldn't sleep on it because I've been looking for y'all my whole entire life. Like, I always knew I wasn't the only one. And then I met Bobby, but then I could never get back. So I was like, you crazy if I'm going to miss out on this shit. I'm ready to become a mastermind. And when you say, okay, go read this book, and I went, and you know, I told you, I hate reading books. One day I called Brother Wayne by mistake. I don't know if he wants me to say this, but he was like, man, look, it's not all about reading the book as long as you get the information. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I said, okay. So that mastermind class, it just took me to another level. It was like, because what started happening was when y'all was covering different subjects, I started saying, yo, I know this. You know what I mean? I know this. To the point that when we came back from the holiday break or the New Year break, and you said, what have you learned? And I said, I know. I now have learned that I'm the knower. All of that stemmed from those series of classes, and that mastermind class brought it all together. But I got to tell you one thing, though. Guess what the most powerful class was beyond all of that? Guess what the most powerful class was?
Which one?
And we done had Sheba Haru, who broke the whole meta-neta storytelling mythology. We done had colors, numbers, the sign. I mean, I'm bad. I know. What? What you mean? Oh, that's a six. What you talking about? Oh, you need to wear red today. Banks, go. You got a meeting? Wear black. Like, I'm just nice with it. I'm playing with it now, right?
Oh, beautiful.
The best class ever was when you got on the class and said, guess what, y'all? I know I've been telling y'all this Self-Invested website is coming, but guess what? This shit ain't coming. This shit ain't happening right now. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Look, Miss Blue, my shit don't work all the time. I'm not perfect. And the fact that you were so real expressing that, that's made me feel closer to you than ever because I'm dead serious because we as people still, people tendencies, human tendencies, you know, we in our godhood, but we still have human tendencies. We trapped in this frame.
Yes.
We do deify people. You know what I'm saying? I promise you, I done met everybody famous in the world, but I still be like, I can't believe I'm about to talk to Miss Blue. You know what I'm saying? and to hear you say, look, my shit ain't working. Fuck it. And I'm cool with it, too, by the way, but just so y'all know, I ain't even tripping. I'm still going to do it. I still love it. But sometimes you just got to hit the reset button, start over. I'm like, my God, that's so perfect. I love it. That was my favorite
because
it was so honest. That was my favorite one.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead. Matter of fact, listen to me. We got to stop right now. I know we're doing a class or a lecture or whatever you want to call it, but I got to stop right now. I need all the men on the phone to pay real attention because, you know, I listen to every remix and some people be, they be listening, but they don't really be listening. I need all the brothers right now under the sound of my voice to pay attention. I need y'all to focus with me. We about to do something right now, and Ms. Blue, you don't even know we're going to do this.
I'm like,
I'm going to use
I'm going to use you right now.
Okay.
As a conduit.
Okay.
And you always say, all are one, right? That's what you
yeah.
say, right? All are connected, right?
Yes.
You go in and out. You go in the records when you want to. You got a galactic library card, don't you? Right?
I do. Yes.
That means you have access to every female heart and spirit. I need you to tap in. I need you to be like Professor X in the X-Men. He put that helmet on and tap into
yes.
every mutant in the world. Do that for me real quick. Because, see, the brothers, we about to do something.
Okay.
Here it is.
Oh,
tonight,
no.
live on the remix.
Ooh.
We talking about the law of vibrations. And let me tell you something about vibrations. We as brothers, I want y'all to know this, we feel your hurt, your pressure. And a lot of it comes from us not acknowledging all the shit that y'all do.
Wow.
And sometimes it's because y'all make it look so easy. Guess why y'all make it look so easy? Because you've been doing it so long. The whole time we've been here in this continent, this way, in bondage, the black woman has had to carry us. You have had to not only endure the normal bondage, but the double entendre of also being a woman and being in a patriarchal structure that hates the feminine energy, literally.
Yeah.
Did you know that today is April 11th? We know that. I didn't even know this till I was on the computer earlier today. This today is the 101st anniversary of when Harriet Tubman left
yeah.
this planet. 101 years ago on the 11th day, right now, 11-11, again. So tonight, men, let me tell y'all something. All this fuckery that's been going on, it stops tonight. The real men have showed up. The
wow.
real men, like me, Brother Bilal, Panic, anybody you want to name, Wayne Chandler, the real men have showed up. I got an army of them with me. Trust me. And we ain't having this shit. I'm tired of watching TV, and they're going to prop my woman up with the others. And got y'all watching this shit as if this is what's supposed to happen. But I got to commend y'all. I got to commend y'all because they say that no matter what, the black female will not leave her damn man. But they attacking you on that front and starting to make it seem like it's cool. Yeah, they're making movies about it, Scandal. She the baddest black chick you ever seen on TV. But she can't get away from these two guys. Okay. Well, guess what? Tonight, I done figured it out. Harriet Tubman was a liberator. She was a woman. And she escaped and then said, I'm going back to get my family and my friends. And they always tell you that story, but they leave the most important part out. She never lost a passenger. They tell you that.
Yes.
They don't tell you that once she started freeing people, then they changed the laws in the free state. Okay, now y'all got to help us catch runaway slaves. Now that's the law. So then she said, okay, now I'm going to take them all the way to Canada. So then she took them all the way to Canada. Then when the Civil War started, she said, I'm going to go be a cook. She started off as a cook for the Union Army. Then they made her some kind of scout shit and gave her a gun. Then she led the first raid bought a spot in South Carolina and then went and freed 750 more slaves.
Yes.
And she never died. They didn't touch her. They didn't kill her. They couldn't touch her. She
right.
was operating out of the dream world. When they hit her with that axe, they was trying to kill her, but it activated her damn pineal gland. They couldn't catch her. She was seeing them coming 2 nights before.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And guess what? And guess what? On TV, in the movies, even when they tell her story, they want y'all to think that the men have abandoned you. I see how you could think it. Because if somebody was over here, excuse me for saying this, raping you, causing you all this pain, this horror, and your men ain't breaking necks,
right.
ain't chopping off heads for you, they putting their hands on you, and we ain't doing nothing? Mm-mm. And for the ones that was doing that, they not going to tell you about it. I just want to say to y'all, don't believe that bullshit. We
right.
have never left you, and we never will.
Beautiful.
Because there was a brother, William Still, who started the Underground Railroad. They never talk about him.
Right.
He was the orchestrator. They were friends. He was right there. But I learned something as I was seeing all of this. In my heart, 7, 8 years ago, I saw this pain from my women, and I said, I need to do something. And I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to make an album called The Healing or The Healer, but I knew that my information base was limited. That's when I prayed. I said, I need a damn oracle. And this is in 2008. And now we got one. I got one. So tonight, I just want to say that I'm about to do something like this. All the men, if your woman is mean, go get with her. Stand beside her. Just look at her. If she ain't, fix your mind and your heart on her. Because we're going to do something that you're not going to believe has never been done. I have a best friend, Shamel, and one day I looked at him and all he does, and I said, Shamel, he said, what? I said, yo, you a great father. That shit broke him down. Guess why? Because he never heard no one tell him that.
Right.
They keep telling us, we ain't this and we ain't that, and we start believing it. But tonight, the men, we're going to tell you that we apologize, that we love you, we want you, we need all of y'all. Without y'all, we ain't shit. Y'all are the generators. We are the regenerators. We are so sorry that they are the things we have not done for you. But understand this. This ain't no sorry thing.
Right.
This is like, in order to raise your vibration, you need to hear it. Y'all do so much and it goes so underappreciated, unnoticed, as if that's what you fucking supposed to do. When Harriet Tubman got finished freeing slaves, she took up the woman's cause.
Yes, she did. Yes.
Because that is really where the battle wages.
Yes.
And all I want to say on behalf of all the brothers that we couldn't fit them all on this phone, so I'm representing the men, and you representing the women.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm talking, I'm using words which are communicating with the left brain and things of that, and using language.
But Brother Bilal taught me something. The voice is the representation of the spirit.
Yes.
So tonight, we are apologizing simply because we love you and we know that that's going to raise you up. And we have always loved you. We never stopped loving you. Don't believe what these people want you to think. We know we're not nothing without you. We know it. And so I had to stop this to make that point once and for all. And all I'm going to say is there's another brother who wrote a couple of words down that I didn't even understand what it meant till I was doing the research. And it's so clever because what he's saying is if you ever, ever get in doubt that we will ever stop loving you, please don't even entertain that because the man is the protector of the heart. Correct, Miss Blue?
Correct.
That's why
it's
given to us to protect. So, brothers, you must protect and provide and do all the things. But it don't stop there. I'm a grown-ass man. I watch my kids. I love it.
Yes.
I cook the food. I cook. I love it. I go to the market. I love it because that's me, too. You understand?
Right.
And when Stevie said these words, he wrote it in a way that it could not be broken. We will never fall in love out of love with you. Because why? Because we are one.
Yes.
You can't do it without us, and we can't do it without
you. Yes.
But you needed to hear us say, we apologize for the times that we were not there, the times that we did not protect you. But we had our renaissance. They told us lies, but we dispelled all the myths. When Michael Jordan became the number one basketball player in the world, they couldn't tell the world black men wasn't shit no more.
Right.
It was a lie. We the greatest athletes, we the greatest this, greatest that. But it's time for our women now. And that TV, it's a liar. It tells you that you're not beautiful. It's a lie. So we love y'all. And all I'm going to say is this. This is when we'll stop loving you. Never. As around the sun, the earth knows she's evolving. And the rosebuds know the bloom in Ellie Mae.
Wow.
Just as hate knows love's a cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all is born is new, do you know what I say is true? That we'll be loving you always. How long is that? Until the rainbow burns the stars out of the sky. Always, until the ocean covers every mountain high. Always, until the dolphin flies and parrots live at sea. Until we dream of life and life becomes a dream. And did you know that true love is for nothing? Come on, brother. And acceptance is the way we take. Did you know that life has given love a guarantee? Love forever and another day. Always. Love y'all.
Oh, wow. Wow. Talk about the law of vibration.
I'm about to talk about that now.
Yeah, that was definitely beautiful. I thank you. I thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I thank you for your words and, you know, and your wisdom. Because it's so true. And one of the things that I could say you know, being here and being a part of the Remix family, we get an opportunity to be around our sisters, some of the most amazing, powerful, loving, and caring men on the planet. And that's what I have loved so much from all of the guests, from who have visited the platform, to all of the brothers who support the Remix, who come and listen, that I've done readings with and been in sessions with, been a part of self-invested with, that are husbands and supporters and lovers, sisters in the priestesshood. Some of the most amazing brothers on the planet hang out here. And so I thank you for that, because acknowledgement is something so important. And this is one of the reasons why myself and Esther really, really put that call out to every sister, every grandmother, great-grandmother, every aunt, every daughter, every cousin, every woman to join the Woman's Workshop, because it is so necessary that sisters come together and that we talk and that we begin to see ourselves in that light that brothers like you see us in, that some of us in ourselves see us in, and be able to have a sort of that sacred space. And I want to talk about this just a little bit, and then, because this goes into vibration, and I'll tell you what is so disturbing at times is, like you said, when you're watching some of these reality television shows and they take us sisters, and we are all things, don't get me wrong. We are absolutely all things. We are the creators here. But just even women in particular, when we're watching women and we see them fighting and we see them scratching, we see them always stabbing each other in the back, and we see how it has impacted their families, their communities, the men that are in their lives, and everything is a struggle. Everything is a fight. And this is sort of the picture, not that all of Hollywood wants to produce, but this is the common picture that television wants you to see, and not even all of television. So I can't say that, because there are some beautiful shows that really show a sister in her highest light. You understand? We have all lights. We cover the dark, mm-hmm. and we cover the light. We understand that. But we know that when we're watching the place of great illusion, television, telling lies through vision, they want you to believe that even if you get a PhD, even if you're a very smart businesswoman, or even if you're beautiful enough, lucky enough to marry a man that is beautiful, that it doesn't matter, because we're going to bring out the lowest point of you. And that's what we're going to show your daughters, and that's what we're going to show the community, and that's what we're going to show your men, and that's what we're going to show you. And we're going to make it the most successful story on television. In fact, it is so successful that they done did spinoff after spinoff after spinoff. And if you look at all of these shows, and I don't even care now, the fascination of having a show called Married to Medicine, showing that the husbands are the doctors and some of the women are the doctors, that doesn't even excuse you from being ghetto. But those of you who listen to the Remix, we understand what the true ghetto is about. It's about that poverty mindset. And, you know, it's important that us sisters that really understand the higher vibration, because it's important. It's important sometimes for us to see that side, but it's also important for us to see the other side and be able to work together. But I think you said something here tonight that definitely has touched my heart, and it's something that I know and what I love so much is just the support that is coming from all the brothers who are connected with the Remix and the sisters, that they are really supporting their women. I get so many emails, hey, my husband paid for me, my man paid for me to go to the workshop, and here's her name, and this is who I want to support. And that shows me that definitely they want you to believe that, like you said, like we have no support from the men in our lives, and that is so, so not true. And I'm so glad that we all can stand here and bear witness to that vibration, because that's the vibration in the sisters workshop, the soul sister workshop. Not only will we be lifting up for ourselves, but we will definitely be lifting up for our babies and the men in our lives, because it is important. Like you said, I need you and you need me. We need each other. And that's how this thing is going to work. That's how we're going to do it. So beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. And truly, 1320 is the frequency, is really boils down to it's love.
Yes.
And the thing about it is, before I go into deeper what 1320 is, let me tell you what we're living in. What we're living in is called 1260. And if you understand what 1260 is, 1260 is when you just rule by time, or the clock rather, and money and deadlines and your job. That's why they set that structure up. This was set up by the Vatican. They said, we can't just let people operate in their own natural time. We gotta keep them always chasing the clock, chasing money, all these lower frequencies that stop you from getting your cosmic information. Not even just cosmic, that stop you from getting information from the planet. Because that 1260 vibration, that's why we think men are one person and women is the, that's why we think we're separate, instead of not realizing we, what can happen to y'all that does not affect us? Is there even a scenario where that exists?
No.
We are all connected. But when you live in that 1260 mindset, what do you learn in that mindset? Dog eat dog. Only the strong survive. Survival of the fittest. That is all BS. It's not even sustainable. That's why the planet is being completely, it's in turmoil. But guess what? If the planet is messed up, where the hell are you going to live at? You live, it affects you too. It's all the same. So, if 1260 is the lower frequency that's literally killing you, what is 1320? In the 1320 reality, I hear you show after show after show ask people, well, what is time? And then they always hit you with the classic line, well, it's not real. Time doesn't exist. Got it. Then you always say, well, why your ass come get on the phone at 10:30 then? You know what I'm saying? Why you go to work at 9 a.m., you know, if it ain't real? No, this shit real than a motherfucker, and it's killing you. But what they don't understand is when you are on the natural time, the actual normal, real time that our ancestors existed on, you are in the flow with the planet. Just like Yosemite doing some things. I seen a video of damn buffalo running down the street. Like, I'm getting the fuck out
of here. You know what's so funny about the whole Yosemite? When they first heard the tremors, I think I had posted a thing on Facebook, and they were saying, oh, no need to worry. No need to worry about it. You know, there's not going to be any volcano action. And I posted a post. I said, that's what they think. That ain't what I heard. I heard it's going down.
Miss Blue, did you see the video of the damn buffalo? I'm talking about doing like 20 miles down the fucking highway. And then you hear the news guy saying, well, they're not really running because of this whole volcano thing. I mean, come on, really?
Well, you know, here's the funny thing. I remember, and I can't remember when I did the show, but I talked about the ley lines changing. And that the ley lines are running on a whole new complete fault line. It's going to be completely different. And these different ley lines are really waking up a lot of energy. Just like we have ley lines that are inside of the earth, we have ley lines that are out in the cosmos and the universe. So you cannot think that finally, because, you know, we've gone there many times. I was talking about the other side of the Milky Way, I don't know how long ago. But finally, they went to the other side of the Milky Way, and they're like, we discovered like 780 new planets. Well, you're discovering that because we've moved. Me and Brother Bilal did the show. We're in the sixth dimension. We've moved. So if we move, that means it's like taking our house and trying to – it's like if you live on Fifth Avenue and you're trying to push your house all the way up the Prospect Park. Do you know by the time you get there, all kind of shit is going to move and shake?
That's right. It has no choice. Yeah. But I'm glad you brought that up because I used that example. People don't understand. That leads right into the law of vibration because they're acting like them damn planets was invisible or something, and then they just popped up out of no goddamn where.
No.
Like when we was in school, they said, oh, there are 9 planets, and now they teach my class, oh, it's 13 planets. You know what I'm saying? It's like... Y'all scientists, which means to know, or y'all guessutists. Y'all don't really know. Just tell the truth. But when you actually study the law of,
We're both excited, but I want to tell you this because I want you to talk about this, and I know you're going to get into it. I want you to talk about because the law of vibration is often misunderstood. And I want you to talk about how the law of vibration is being misunderstood, being so misunderstood.
Yes, that's what I was just about to say. And first I will do this. People just on a normal day-to-day basis, listen, I'm a musician, right? And so what I really realized is my whole life is based on vibrations. People don't understand that music is not, I taught your daughter this, music is not an art form. It's a science. It's the science of time, rhythm, resonance, and vibrations and tones. That's what it is. Even when we talk, we're talking in pitches. When we walk to a rhythm. And when you make a song, every song has what's called BPM, beats per minute. It has a time. We need to know the time signature. But the thing about music, it is the perfect example of the law of vibration because it is completely based on the vibratory rate of this instrument creates this sound. But if you look up the word, let's just look at the word vibration. In a dictionary, it says, the oscillating motion of a body or medium. Well, that's funny because even when you buy MIDI equipment, the first thing it tells you is, oh, this is a sine wave, it's an oscillator. When you go in there, you really take it apart. That's what it says. But the misunderstanding comes when you read the actual law, you know, the actual law of vibration. It says, listen, in so many words, just because you see something that looks invisible, that's really because it's vibrating so fast that it looks like it's at rest. It looks like it's not moving. Like when you see a car is going down the street and it's going 90 miles an hour, it doesn't look like the wheels are moving.
And
when you have a car that's sitting still, it looks the same exact way.
Yes.
The misconception with vibration is people feel like because you don't see it, that means it's not happening. But that is the craziest thing in the history of the world because everything is always in constant motion, even when it's at rest. If you look at water, the molecules are always moving. But if the molecules, let's say, are moving at a medium rate, you have liquid water. But if you feed those molecules up, say, through heat or evaporation, you have air, mist. You can't even see the shit. But if you slow those molecules down by putting it in the freezer, now you got a goddamn block of ice. That is an example of the law of vibration. The molecules have slowed down. And when you get into how does it affect us, basically, in so many words. Let's just talk about this. Let me give you some practical examples. Everybody always, my niece is crazy about Beyonce. I have a younger one, her name is Shay Monier. We call her Beyonce because ever since she was four, she's been putting on full-length concerts, and she wants to be Beyonce. So when I'm talking to her, and her perception of what Beyonce is so wow. They think she just started singing, and the next thing you know, she was on a stage going all around the world, her and Jay-Z married. Guess what? Do you know how many years that it took for her to practice, study, work, train, practice some more to get to that point? But that's the part that they can't see.
Yes.
That's the part. That's the real work. The secret to vibration, especially raising your vibration, is sitting the fuck still. Taking the time to sit still and go within and listen and learn. I wouldn't be on this call tonight if I didn't take a break in 2007 and sit still. It was when I understood, I looked back and I said, you know what? Damn. If I never took that hiatus, that was 7 years ago right now. If I never took and stepped away from that fast-paced business, that industry, it made me stay up all night, days at a time, and that's what I thought I was supposed to do. But it was when I sat my ass down, it's how I raised my vibratory rate, because I could listen, learn. And that is the main goddamn thing that got us trapped in this damn reality. Because I tell artists all the time, don't y'all know it's a difference between busyness and business?
Yes.
They think they got to be doing something. I tell, oh, man, I got this show. I got this going on. Yeah, yeah, man, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. You ain't doing shit. You ain't doing nothing. But when they sit down in the studio with me, and we record one song.
Right.
And they all have to bow down to the knowledge. They say, damn, yo, I never recorded a song this good before.
Right.
That's because you was trying to record 100 of them for your 30th
mixtape. At one
time. At one
time.
Don't nobody care about.
Right.
You don't need 25 mixtapes. You need one hit record. You would know that if you were sitting down, thinking, studying, watching.
And
go ahead.
I was going to say, and a big part of this, you know, I'm listening to you talk about this. This is something that your grandmother saw when you were young, that you were running around, and she really taught you that practice stillness. You know, and you talk about how you used to hang out with her, watch TV, comb her hair. All of these are the practice, the ancient wisdom practice of stillness. I mean, we have the sciences now that teach us about meditation, that teach us about stilling the mind. But, you know, let's not forget these things in our culture of how our grandmothers really and our elders and our family taught us these stillness practices.
Man, listen to me right now. 1320 frequency, in that reality, from now on, y'all, don't mess this up no more. When Miss Blue say, what is time? You say, time is a frequency. It cannot really, true time can't be measured with a goddamn watch. Time is a frequency. It's a vibration. And the law of vibration says that the intensity, the rapidity, when it says it's moving very fast, it's practically at rest. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
I'm on such a high vibratory rate. Everything I do is effortless. You see what I'm saying? And then it says on the other end, there are growth forms of matter whose vibrations are so slow as it seems to be resting. So they thinking they doing something. And then 5 years later, I go back to the same guy, and he ain't done nothing, and he don't even get it. Because guess what? He caught up in all that busyness because it sound good, it looked good. He has made zero progress.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to tie it all back into the story. When I told you I was in college and I was doing all that, they was happy. And when I started doing music, I was living the dream, as they say. I was working with Russell Simmons. I was doing this. I was doing that. But you know why when I went home for Thanksgiving, my grandmother and my mother still wasn't feeling that shit? Because they wasn't feeling that shit. You understand?
Wow.
Yes. I was telling them this and telling them that and telling them this, but they didn't feel that I was at rest. They didn't. They couldn't feel me. They was like, yeah, I hear you.
but just
don't,
can't
but
feel
don't
you.
Feel like you vibrating on a high level right now.
You talking know? On a high level, but you ain't feeling
I feel
like sticking,
you. I hear you, but I see you. You packing a whole lot of that macaroni and chicken up. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, they didn't understand that all the work that I was doing. But to them, it was invisible, too, because I really looked like I was sitting still. I really looked like I was sitting still. So that's the biggest misconception of what the vibe is.
I want to tell you this, because you mentioned a couple of things here that is so critical for understanding this and really being able to take a new approach and a new look at mm-hmm. the law of vibration. And this is something for those who are in self-invested, you guys may remember this when we did the Money Magic Kit. There's a clip of a commercial that Michael Jordan did, and you mentioned this about mm-hmm. the brothers and Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, in this particular clip, it rang so true to me in my heart, and I can feel where he's coming from. And he talks about, this is another fine example of the law of vibration, like you were saying, Brother Banks, is he said, maybe it's my fault. Maybe mm-hmm. I made it look too easy. Maybe I made you believe you didn't have to do anything to get here. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's my fault that I did this to you. I made you believe that I got to where I am and I'm doing these things that I'm doing. You couldn't see all of the things that was going on behind the scenes, like you talked about, the law of vibration. He was moving so fast that it looked like Michael Jordan came out of nowhere. You understand? Yeah. Like he just showed the hell up and he was Michael Jordan, but they didn't tell the story about when he was a little boy and how he could not even make a layup. They didn't tell about the shots that he took that he missed. That's, you know, people took a misnomer to that. And this is how a lot of brothers got their feelings hurt in the basketball world, because they were saying, that ain't nothing. That's all he doing. I could do that. Mm-hmm. That ain't nothing. All he doing is doing this and doing that and throwing the ball up. That's too easy. I could do that. So how many times do we take a look, ask yourself that question, that you take a look at what somebody's doing and you say that? You understand, you really kind of jack the law of vibration up and you say, that ain't no big deal. I could do that. Anybody could do that. Mm. That ain't no big deal. Mm. Anybody could do that.
Mm. Guess what? You know why we do that? Because we have been trained to think that everything that glitters is gold.
Yes.
What were the alchemists doing? They were trying to turn non-golden substances into gold. Do you know the kind of work that you have to do to accomplish something like that? But it's like the glitter, the limelight, that's what they show you all the time. They keep on showing you that. It's like dangling the carrot. See, you can have this. You can have this. They don't want to show you the work because there's nothing majestic about the work part.
But even even, don't you think, Dr. Banks, people seeing the work, just think about yourself, people even seeing your work, think that can just wake up like this and just do it. You understand? Think about I think about how many times I see my mother clean the house, you know, iron our clothes, cook dinner, and everything. I remember being a young girl thinking, I do that. When I get older, that ain't, you know, she's making it seem like this is some big task to take care of a house, vacuum, and that's too easy. Who? What?
Guess when you found out it wasn't easy.
Magic. It was magic happening.
It was magic.
You understand? Right before my eyes.
Right. Yeah. And guess when you found out it's not magic? When you got your own house.
That's right. That's right.
But you know what? Before you got the house, you had a room you had to keep clean. And then the room, you might have had an apartment you had to keep clean.
That's
it was phases to it. But like my grandmother always said, what you do in the dark, eventually it will come to the light. So even when your mother was doing all that work and you thought it was magic, eventually it was revealed to you. This shit is not magic.
I didn't think it was magic at first. I thought it was easy because I wasn't doing
right.
it. It became magic in the sense that I felt like I can't do that shit. She knows some magic because I can't do this. And then, like you said, through my own work, through my own practice, I was able to perfect it, but it gave me a great deal of respect for the work that she did. Because sometimes we look at people and we look at their situations, and I'm thinking to myself, when I grow up, I don't want to be at home. I want to be somewhere working. I want to be sitting at a desk with an office looking over the ocean, and you know, I want to be flying here and doing this because I thought that was work.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And not recognizing that she was moving so fast that she looked like she wasn't moving at all.
She looked like she wasn't moving at all. Exactly. And guess what? That is technically the highest concept of the law of vibration. That's when you're moving, when you really have gone inside yourself. You appear to be not moving at all, but you're actually moving on such a high rate that's just the appearance. The truth of the matter is, when you finally have risen to the level that you're ready to actually put energy to moving, because it takes energy to do everything, after you sat there and studied in the dark and learned and tried this and tried that, and now you're really ready to make some moves, you do that so quick. That's why people think it's easy, because you move so fast, because you really, really vibrating on the highest level because you sat still. That's the secret. How do you learn how to move quick? You got to sit still and plot your course. If I say, Miss Blue, come over my house. If you just go outside, I ain't even gave you the directions. You just run outside and get in the car.
Yeah, where you going?
you don't even know where you going. You can literally be 20 minutes away, but if you don't sit still long enough for me to give you the directions, you just ride all around town 2-3 hours. Now you got to call me. And I'm like, damn, it's 2 hours. Where you been? Like, it takes 20 minutes to get to my house. Well, I left before I got the directions. All right, well, pull over to the side of the road now. Let me give you the damn directions. So the 5 minutes that it takes for you to sit there and get the understanding, then you get to my house in 15 minutes. The quickening, the sitting still. It's so hard to sit still. But here's the thing. People think when you're sitting still, you're doing nothing. Guess what?
Right.
You are. No thing is what you're doing. But guess what?
Yes.
Guess what? That's where everything comes from. It comes from the invisible side, the dark.
Yes.
It comes from that side first.
then you manifest it. If you always trying to do something, now you caught up in matter. Everything matters.
That's right. I need this, I need that,
because you haven't sat your ass still.
Yes.
Sitting still in the name of elevating yourself is the greatest vibration. You still moving, but now
yes.
you're moving directly.
Correct.
So that is a part of the cycle. You must sit still. I wish you knew how often I have to tell artists this. They can't stand not doing something. It's so easy to do something. It's hard to do nothing.
It is. And it's truly being in ourselves. And we know that we have both masculine and feminine energy in us. And all of that do, that's
mm-hmm.
masculine. You know?
Yeah.
And it's
mm-hmm.
it's a very mm-hmm. fine balance of that, of times that we must sit still and do nothing. You understand? Everything is not at a quest of just hoarding information or just learning, but taking that time, like you said, to sit in the pause. And when you're listening to music, and the greatest music, and I know you could definitely speak on this, Dr. Banks, it is about
yeah.
the pause. It ain't even about the beat. It's what you don't hear
yes.
that makes it hot.
Yes. It's the space between spaces. And they don't understand that either. I mean, look, you just jumped something in my brain, I swear to you. The space between the spaces. Let's talk about the space between spaces. When I was sob combing in my grandmother's hair, I was sitting still getting all this damn information. I was getting all the information that the people that knew me around the way, people I would go to school with, they thought I was actually older than I was. They would always say, how old are you? I'd be like, 12. They'd be like, damn, I thought you was like 16 years old. You talk like a grown man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I was sitting still, listening, learning. I was growing rapidly as shit, just sitting there. But
yeah.
guess what? Then when I got of age, I thought, all right, time for me to do something. I ran out in the world. I was doing this. I was doing that. I was doing all these things. And it wasn't until 2007 I done ran my ass raggedy. I said, damn, I need to sit down. I need to sit my ass down.
Right.
This shit ain't working.
Right.
All my money was gone. Everything. Like, all that running I did in the middle, what the fuck happened, really? Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. And guess what? I did love in 2011. I've been listening to the remix since 2008. I sat my ass down in 2007. I start studying again. I start listening. I start making vision boards that the shit been coming true. I start learning how to meditate. I stopped and finished my damn lessons.
Beautiful.
And then
beautiful.
I realized when we first started out, it was 50 of us. Now it's just me and my man Pop. You know?
Yes.
And I
true.
Still got my main homeboys, but you know, my man Buck passed, but he with me. He here right now. But me and my man Pop, that's it. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Through my sitting still, that's how I was able to get with you, Brother Bilal. And now I don't even allow people in my circle if y'all ain't checking them out.
Wow.
How did I learn that? How did that happen? That's happened from sitting my ass down on Saturday nights, committed. The Miami Heat on, fuck the Miami Heat. I'm going to get on this phone. It's Friday night. I'm on the phone. I'm listening. I'm learning. I'm absorbing. Until the point where when I got the reading from Brother Bilal, and he starts saying all these things that it was like I already knew them. And then when I got the reading from you, it was like you said the things I needed to hear that opened me up, that allowed me to tap back in to what the fuck I really came here to do.
Yeah. Oh, the Akashic record reading we did. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I couldn't have done any of them things jet setting on the plane, doing this, doing that. I had to make the time, and I promise you, every single class, I was sitting at the same table I'm sitting at right now. Every conversation, when I talked to y'all, I was sitting my ass down with my pad, with my pen, sitting down with somebody who don't know me saying, yo, what you doing, man? We got to shut the fuck up. I'm getting the shit I need. You know what I'm
saying? What's so beautiful is because you know, sometimes we'll call you be in the mix of a concert or doing something. You're like, okay, I just wanted to ask a question real quick. I'm kind of traveling, but I got a question.
Exactly. I don't care.
So beautiful.
Yeah, it don't matter. Like, to me, man, listen. Listen to me. Look, when y'all had that soul body class.
Oh, yeah,
Soul body workshop. Called me. I was on my way to the soul. I had to do the soul body workshop, and one of my really good friends, you know, he had to be really good. He called us, and man, I'm in trouble. Something's going on with me. I ain't sure what it is. This motherfucker live in New York. He's like, I need y'all to come up here and help me, man. I think I'm losing my mind. So me and my man, we got in the car. I was like, nigga, this is my soul body workshop. I had that shit on in the car, and I was like, yo, this damn New Jersey turnpike fucking up my signal. This shit kept dropping. I was pissed. I was mad. But look, so we go get him, and we dealing with him. I got the phone in my pocket. It's still on the line. I'm sneaking, listening. He's like, what you listening to? Nothing. This is real shit. I can't make this up. I'm telling you.
That's how
serious I was, because I knew that every time I was sitting still and I was absorbing this information, all I could start seeing was, boy, when I get up to move this time, oh, can't nothing stop me. Nothing. Because the information was what I needed. The relationship with you guys was what the reflection that you represented.
Wow.
It raised my vibration. I was out of that 1260 bullshit, and I'm pure 1320. It's all love. It's a frequency. It's so many words. If you want love, let's think of it like a radio station. Hey, we're going to sum this shit up right here, right now. This is why you got to get out of that mindset and you got to raise your vibration, because you're not getting the information you need to tear down your hell, your terrible illusion. So it's like all the information, let's pretend that this is the remix. It's on channel 1320. This is WKMT Radio, WKMT Radio 1320. We on here with Miss Blue, Dr. Banks. Everybody's on here learning. We on the cosmic flow. Oh, yeah. Now, you on 1320, you getting all the signals, all the information. Guess where you at?
This is
WKMT Radio 1250. You were just in the rock and roll. You on the wrong goddamn channel. You ain't getting shit. You ain't getting nothing. You on the wrong station. Get up off of that. It's killing you. You're on the wrong channel. That's what you're on the wrong frequency. Isn't that how radio works? You need to be on 1320. You on 1260 rock. Heavy metal.
I want to tell you guys, it's just so perfect, and we're going to have a beautiful weekend, and the brothers are definitely going to be holding it down, because on Sunday, Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, and also, of course, of Self-Invested, is definitely going to be coming on, and he said, you know, Dr. Banks, he's going to be kicking a war off, so he's definitely going to be going to war when he comes on Sunday, so everybody definitely stay tuned for Sunday night as well. Just a beautiful, beautiful share here, and just about, wow, I'm just really loving it, and loving all the information, especially when it comes to, like you said, really understanding about the vibration when it comes to 1320, what it is, how to connect with it, you know, and it's beautiful. I know that one of your brothers is Brother Bilal, and so he's going to be coming on as well, and it's just beautiful. I'm really loving it. I love to see when guys are building, particularly building their team, and really from the east to the west.
Y'all, having y'all sisters retreat, man,
yeah.
I know that's going to be beautiful, man. I mean, mm-hmm. I know that's going to be beautiful. And guess what? We getting together, too. The brothers, we getting together for real.
Yes.
Because
yes.
we have to. You know what I mean? And so... it's just right now, you know, one thing that Brother Bilal identified with me, he said something about you and him that was very profound. He said, we are all here for each other. Sometimes we hear each other, just like the people at my high school that saw that I had the talent before I even saw it. That's what we do for each other. That's what a reflection is. Because I'm on this phone right now, and I'm trying to reach somebody that's where I was 7 years ago, saying,
right.
if you sit still and absorb and do the work, then you'll be on the remix or the new intergalactic international talk show that we created, put Ms. Blue on or whomever she chooses to succeed her. Because we got to make these movies, you know what I mean, or whatever else it is.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
you know, and the thing is, it's a brother on the phone right now. I feel it. You know what? In his mind, he don't even realize he's chasing money. He's chasing just shit that vibrate on such a low frequency. Even when you get it, it can't do nothing for you. You don't believe me? Ask a billion trillionaire who's dying from lung cancer right now. How much money would he pay to just have a healthy lung?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And like he was saying, a $100 bill is really technically only worth 8 cents. A $100 bill is worth 8 cents. If you chasing money 8 cents at a time, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get money. So you're going to get a whole bunch of shit that's really only worth 8 cents. When you are an intergalactic cosmic being that is priceless, guess what you can buy with the money? Things.
Right.
But that's not even what's important. Guess what's the most important so-called items in your life? Your mother, your friends, your children, your health, your well-being. That's what's important.
Right.
And money can't buy that. Those things are priceless. You on the wrong vibration. You chasing the wrong things. You on the wrong frequency. Get off of it. It is killing you.
Yes. Yes.
You're not getting the messages.
And so many people are down on themselves because they don't have money. They feel that they're priceless, you know, that they're worthless or priceless, not realizing that we're the frequency that really opens up all portals when it comes to those things, finance, when it comes to those things of our health and well-being, like you were talking about. We are on that frequency. And the number one challenge is, it's really all of this, everything in this illusion, because it is an illusion. It's about how do you want to feel? That's really what we're checking. How do you really want to feel? When you wake up in the morning, how do you want to feel? Where do you want to be? Who do you want next to you when you're having this feeling? And it is about understanding our emotions. And that is where my passion and my love is. It's really getting able to tap into those frequencies, of raising that frequency of how do you want to feel? Because that is the power that moves everything on this planet. It makes the sun shine. It makes planet rotate. It makes wind blow. It makes the grass grow. It makes you alive. It makes magic. It makes you live. When you know how you want to feel, and if you focus on that, that's when you'll start being a true creator, a true manifester. Because anytime you step outside of that, and I don't care what causes you to step outside of that, whether it's your own jealousy, whether it's you being beat down so much, your own insecurities, your own sort of lack of knowing who you are, if you can't feel, you can't create. It's just as simple as that.
It comes from the same place. You know, that's why we use that word so much in music. We use that word vibe because when you're in the studio, and it's funny because studios don't have windows. Studios are a lot like pyramids. They don't have windows. They are built completely to resonate the sound properly. And that's what a lot of people don't know, that the pyramids are voice activated. They're very vibratory. Even one of the scientists laid in the the chest and was humming notes, and it vibrates the whole being. And like you said, it even deactivates and heals you on the DNA level. This is how serious your own voice is. And the thing about it is, when we're in the studio and that inspiration comes, it is nothing like it. You cannot explain it. You feel like you literally are in heaven because you're creating something, which is the one time when your brain creates new neural connections, only when you're creating. And so you're so excited, and you're like, oh, man, yo, this going to be great. Me and Carmen been in the studio plenty of times, me and Black. It's like, yo, this is going to be awesome. Wait till the people hear this. And then that one idiot come in the studio like, yo, what y'all doing? Yo, I just seen this girl out there. She's mad as a mother. Get the fuck out of here. Get out. You fucking up the vibe. You're killing the vibe.
Yeah.
We put them out. We put them out. Get out. Go back to whence you came. You see what I'm saying? Every musician will tell you, he don't do it for the money. The successful ones, they don't do it for the money. They do it for the feeling.
No.
They do it for the feeling. It's nothing like being on a stage and you ain't even got to sing your own song. You just hold the mic out and the people singing it for you. Money can't buy that. It's very powerful. And get out of this whole artificial universe. You know, when I play the keyboard, you know, there is a different feeling I get from when I'm playing the actual real piano. You know, because it's the strings vibrate and resonate from my voice. It's notes that I hit when I'm singing on the piano that I can't even duplicate when I'm singing on a digital keyboard. And you know what a lot of people don't know? Raymond Kurzweil, who invented one of the more popular keyboards, he is one of the foremost authorities pushing all of society to what he calls the singularity. When machines and humans become one. And guess what? He doing that shit in the dark. People don't even know that he's the one behind that.
Wow.
See, they practice these laws.
Yes.
They got you watching Hip Hop Wives of the fucking Atlanta House of whatever they are. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So get on the right frequency. You know, and by the way, I must say, out of responsibility, really and truly, no one can actually kill your vibe. You can't kill a vibration. Energy can only be
transferred.
It can't be created or destroyed. It can be used, but it cannot be destroyed. That's why no one can sever this bond that we have as men and women and brothers and sisters to each other.
They want
you to think they can. If they can trick you into thinking that there's no men out here, you get all the work for them.
That's right. Beautiful. We're going we're gonna open up phone lines because I know that there's questions that you guys have for Dr. Banks here, just enjoying this beautiful share here. So 646-522-7111 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. And if you have a question, if you're an international caller and you're calling from an international country, dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711 and press 1, or you can Skype in as well. So we're going to go to the phone line so we can get some of these questions, and we're going to go to the caller calling in, and I'm just going to jump around because so many of you guys on the line. The caller calling in from area code 310, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. How you doing, Dr. Banks and Dietrich?
How you doing?
Beautiful share. I just want to concur with Dr. Banks, Ms. Blue, and give all the sisters out there and all the just all the female energy my condolences, my apologies. It's time for us to get on point and do what we got to do as men, as brother Banks was saying.
Thank you.
Beautiful share, my brother.
Beautiful share. But that's all I want to say, Ms. Blue. As always, just sending out much love from California. I hope that you and I will be getting together here soon, Mr. Banks, so we can do our thing. But a beautiful share. Beautiful share.
Man, I appreciate you. I'm ready to get those tickets now.
Well, thank you for that. It's good to hear from you too, Brother Dietrich. That's Brother Dietrich, the CEO of the Perfect Union Wealth Center there. So beautiful, beautiful. Brothers representing tonight. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 225, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're coming from. Take us off speakerphone. We may have to come back to them. Yeah, we'll come back to them.
They had a rap concert, too.
Yeah, we're going to go to the next call, calling in from area code 302. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Yeah, you guys, it's going to be somewhat of a delay, but we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 216, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Brian calling from Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great to you, Brian from Ohio. You have a question for Dr. Banks?
Yeah, what's up, Dr. Banks? But real quick, Ms. Blue, I'm feeling you on the number 11 because I've been seeing that a lot for like the last 2 or 3 years. So you're right on point on that.
Beautiful.
What's up, Dr. Banks?
What's up, man? How you doing, man, over there in Ohio? I got a lot of friends from over there.
Oh, you know, I'm a truck driver, man, so I'm just, you know, I got to deliver this load or pick up a load Sunday. You know what I mean? But, I just want to know what your opinion is on different types of music, specifically like the hardcore hip hop. Like, are you one of the individuals that believe like, cause like I respect all of it, like the hardcore stuff, like N.W.A.,
mm-hmm.
or the Dayton Family and stuff like that. But I also like Public Enemy and Poor Righteous Teachers.
Yeah. Man, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, like, basically my question is, do you respect both the negative and the positive, so to speak, or do you kind of lean more towards, like, the more positive stuff?
Well, think about what you just said. I mean, negative and positive is just another way to say polarity. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't have negative without positive. And it's all perception when you speak in the music, because I'm going to share something with you that Russell Simmons told me. I did an interview of him a long time ago, and I said I asked him a similar question. I said, so, you know, what do you think about conscious rap? And he said these words to me. He said, man, listen, the gangster rappers are conscious.
He said they are sensitive to their artists, period, are sensitive to their surroundings. He said they are just rapping about the world which they live. So if you think about it like this, I'm so glad you asked this question, because we've been having this debate for a long time in the music business. But let me tell you what I've come to understand, if you allow me to just offer this. Listen, the golden era of hip-hop, for instance, it came from New York. It started and it originated in New York. When the down south and the other regions started getting it, a lot of New York artists wasn't happy about what they were hearing, but it was because they didn't understand that when you start making it, it went out and it came back in their form, in their language, the way they understood it. And I saw that very early on, because it came out of New York, and then it, which was very sample-based, and when it got, say, for instance, to Atlanta and New Orleans, they brought the live instrumentation. So when we was young, you didn't have no James Brown sample, no sample. You didn't. It wasn't a record. But once the real instrumentation, by traveling down to Atlanta with Organized Noise and all of them guys, they were musicians in the New Orleans, the home of jazz. They were musicians. They started making original tracks, which opened it up and made it more free. By the time Andre 3000 and them made a Criminal, they was damn near singing on the damn records. But at the same time, you got T.I. and all of these type of guys, which seems like, okay, this shit is negative, this shit is crazy. But let me tell you this. When someone is performing their art and they're expressing themselves, the crazy thing that I had to realize is he's actually operating in his honest zone. This is what he feels, and he's not the only one that feels that way. So sometimes he may be expressing something for a whole other group of people. I might not fit in that group, but he's expressing something that they feel. And if you bring it back to Resonation, if it wasn't for groups like Public Enemy, there's a whole lot of things I wouldn't even have known. Like when they came out with Fight the Power, I was like, hell yeah, that's how I feel right now. You get what I'm saying? So I listen to everything, but the difference is I treat my ears like my stomach. I don't eat BS food. So if I'm a listener to a gangster rapper, for instance, what we would call so-called gangster rap, I'm listening to N.W.A. when I was growing up, because they was telling stories. You understand? I was listening to Ice-T because he was telling stories, which meant what? It's like Jay-Z said, I was living the experience without having to go out watch and get my head shot at. You see what I'm saying? But it was like, wow, that's what's going on over there. And if it wasn't for them revealing it, we wouldn't even know. And especially being here on the East Coast, I would not have known anything about Atlanta life if it wasn't for what them guys was talking about, the track. I love Young Jeezy. I listen to Young Jeezy right now.
Yeah, because, me too.
Yeah, because sometimes I feel like that. You have a whole spectrum of emotions. There can never be one kind of music. And for all of the golden era dudes, you know, I'm 39, so all my homeboys, they still crying like, yo, this ain't music, yo, this ain't what we had. And I always got to remind them, it's just out of balance, but it's coming back, like Ms. Blue said. Because when we was growing up, for every Rakim that y'all worship and we all love, for every Public Enemy PMD, we still had the Fat Boys. We still had, you know, we still had Cool C and them boys. They was like, these niggas were clowns. But they still was making good music. Every record Biz Markie made was damn near like a joke, but the shit was superior music. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. The only difference was, for every joke group or funny style music making guy, we had 10 to 15 more serious artists to balance it out. What happened in the late 90s, when hip-hop hit its pinnacle monetarily, here you go, chasing the wrong frequency again, chasing money, you had all these rappers coming out and selling all these records. So the record company recognized it. They said, well, shit, we want everything to sound like this. We don't want no more diversity. And I'm going to tell you another thing they did. When I was young, You went to New York, you was listening to New York music. You went to Cali, yeah. you was listening to California music. You went to yeah. Atlanta, you was listening to Atlanta music. That
Not
was because
yeah.
Right. That was because there was a law that stated no one entity could own more than 3 to 5 radio stations. They went
right.
in and got that law changed. Now three companies own all the radio stations. So no matter
and
what state you're in, yeah.
I was just going to add this, and I know you probably were going to speak to this, but I know this just from my small brush with working on FM radio at one time when I worked at a radio mm-hmm. station. And do you know that what Frankie Crocker, and I don't know if you guys remember Frankie Crocker, but he used to be at WBLS in New York, a radio station. He went to jail for payola, where
mm-hmm.
records, labels, and artists were paying him to play certain music on the air. He
mm-hmm.
actually went to jail. He got fined for that. Now, payola
right.
is the way to go. So if I live in New York, and you live in California, somebody else lives in New Jersey, and somebody else lives in Florida. At the top of the hour, they would play Usher, everybody,
right.
in sync
everybody.
Across
everybody.
The radio stations. And whether you're pop, whether you're R&B, if you fall within that category that you play that genre, you will play, your radio station will play the same song at the top, at the half hour, and at the bottom of the hour, everywhere. We're all listening to the same thing. It's, you know, I think about, brother came on the show, and I think I told you about this. He did the metaphysics of music. And
mm-hmm.
we know some of the two most powerful ways to control people is through music and drama. And
mm-hmm.
that's a way of using that. Have you heard a song that you couldn't stand, but every time you cut on the radio and every station you went to, you heard it playing?
Hell yeah.
Eventually, you find yourself singing the damn song that you said you couldn't stand.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
yeah.
a science. Like you said, the metaphysics
yeah.
of music. Guess what?
Yeah.
There is only one thing on the planet that activates every sector of your brain, and that is music. Music
yeah.
is a pure, straight up, you are addicted to it. It influences you in every way. So what I do, especially when you listen to it at night, so what I do is, in my household, in the morning, I play Miles Davis jazz. I play Happy. I play scores from films because I want my children to wake up with the right vibration. When I get in the car and I take my son to school, I don't allow him to listen to, he want to listen to the radio station, all that little crazy stuff. I don't do that. I put on what I want him to feel so he can go in and do what he's supposed
yeah.
to do. I even did an experiment. And when they get out the car, I turn my GZ up. You know what I'm saying? If that's how I'm feeling at that time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I listen to everything, but like I said, treat your ears like your stomach. Don't devour garbage. Don't eat McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like, listen to the best.
Right.
If you're going to listen to someone, make sure they got a point of view. Yeah, I listen to this music that's coming out. I listen to all of it. But guess what? It's some of it is pure foolishness. But let me tell you something. Do you not know it wasn't Mos Def? It wasn't even my brother Common. It ain't Kanye West. Guess who got all the young kids calling girls thoughts now, T-H-O-T-H, like thoughts. Guess who got them calling them thoughts and thoughties? Chief Keef.
Oh, my God.
Chief Keef got everybody calling girls thoughts. That's my thought there. That's my thoughties, my thoughties. It's Chief Keef. I was blown away. So don't you see how no matter what they set up against us, the spirit going to find a way. It all works out in our favor in the end.
Well, that's
so
a good way of looking
does,
at it.
What does thought mean? Does it mean that hole over there?
Yeah, that's what it means. That's what it means to them. Mm-hmm.
You know
unbelievable,
you know
right? I couldn't believe
yeah.
it myself. I said, so I asked the young boy, you know, I got my little young boy, I'm helping him out. And I said, wait a minute, what is this? He said, yeah, it's all these thoughts.
I said, and do y'all know what y'all say? Do you know what? What do you break this down for me? I needed to understand. And he was like, yeah. He broke the whole thing down, what it means. I'm like, are you serious? I said, do you know? Let me show you something. So I showed it to him. He couldn't believe it. So they calling on energies they don't even understand, but it's like it's
and
being
put out
there.
And I was
going to
say, the reason it's catching on because they're saying thought.
Right.
They're saying thought. You understand? And
right.
Thought carries that vibration. When you think about thought, you think about Tahuti. You think about
right.
thought.
You
understand? It's kind of like Nigga and Naga, the god Naga.
And Naga.
The Naga.
Exactly. That's
yes.
what I'm saying. So out of all the words in the language they could have chose, I'm like, boy, if this ain't some magical shit right here, there's some spirit realms things going on right here. Because what made the lowest of the low, because everybody talk about Chief Keef, but he's the one that initiated that. So go figure that.
Yeah.
Go figure that. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Lil Boosie came home. Now, you know, in Baltimore, don't say nothing about Lil Boosie. That might get you hurt. He come out of jail. He got his new song. I'm about to change the world. You got to listen to what he's saying, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, know this, that whatever anyone does, it starts from within. So even when you make music, this music is coming from inside of them. So I only listen to music that I'm really kind of resonating with. And what I realized, the point about money even, do you know why a lot of crooked people get a lot of money? I had to figure this out. They get the money because they are crooked, they crooks. But at least they being honest with themselves. So they
yes.
still operating
yes.
out of love. They still operating out. They love being crooked. They love it. So in that reality, they creating the world they want to create. And that's a part of
it. Yeah, that definitely is. That definitely is. Well, I definitely want to thank you for calling in and asking that.
All right, Ms. Blue.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
much love for the remix.
Yes,
man,
yes.
Man.
Hold fine.
You, man.
Okay.
Appreciate
beautiful.
You, man. Drive safe, man. You get sleepy, pull
yes.
over and sit still.
All right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 225. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 225? Thank you, guys, on speaker again. We're going to go to the next caller. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 647.
Oh, hi, Ms. Lou. Is it me?
Yes, it is. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
It's Jasmine calling from Toronto.
Greetings, Jasmine.
Dr. Bank and Ms. Lou.
Yes.
My question is, I'm wondering what the numbers 13 and 20 stand for. I'm guessing 12 stands for 12 months in a year and 60,
mm-hmm.
maybe 60 minutes in an hour. But
exactly.
13 stands for 13 months in a year, like the moon
mm-hmm.
cycle.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
exactly correct.
I'm not sure what 20 means.
Well, the moon cycle, you're dead on. We used to have 13 months because everything was based on the cycles of the moon. That's why a lot of 13 equal months, 28 days. That's why a lot of the months that we are, you know, dealing with now, they have uneven, you know, some of them 31, some of them this, and then they got to add in the leap year and all that stuff. And you know, you're in Toronto. Like some countries don't even observe that whole, you know, phenomenon we got here. Like Ms. Blunden was breaking down with the actual, you know, leap year thing. And then just like you said, the 12 is just like they reduced it to 12 months, 60 seconds, 60 minutes makes an hour and all of that. And even when you break it down to like on a frequency level, it's just very linear. It's like when the ancient scientist decided, I think it was Dutch, he said, okay, he came up with the pendulum concept, like, all right, time goes back and forth like this. It's back and forth like this. So the past happened back here, like on a line, like you have a timeline, and then the present, that's here on a line, and the future is all on a line. But that is completely incorrect. So with the 12, we lost one. They combined all the months up, right? And we lost a combined all of the months and added days, so we lost a whole entire month in that equation. And then the 20 is times the 3, the seconds, minutes, hours. And what they're doing is they so-called increasing, so they're diminishing this one frequency and increasing this other frequency. So you just all on the wrong frequency, period. And then guess what? Some frequencies can't really be heard by the ear. Like you heard of a dog whistle. Like when you blow a dog whistle, now a human can't hear that, but a dog is going crazy because their ears are tuned to that frequency. The actual frequency of 20 is one of those frequencies that you cannot really hear. You can only feel it. And the human ear doesn't start picking up frequency, audible frequency, till 40 kilohertz. So that is why the messages that the planet Earth has for you, how the animals know shit about to happen and go down, they're getting frequencies. They're getting messages in that low realm, that 20 megahertz, that 30, 40, or below 40, and they're literally getting the signals almost like I could imagine them. It sounds like whistles or sirens or trumpets or whatever, and it's saying, it's giving them information. That when you are not operating in the right construct, you just not even getting the information. It's like I say all the time, the 1320, huh?
I was going to ask you, I'll let you finish that. Do you use this with music? Or
yes.
Or can you use 1320 to make music?
You can use 1320 to make music, but in a different sense. I'll tell you what I mean. You once told me, work with the moon, right?
Yes, I remember that.
This is how grandpa. You use it. This is how you use it when you're making music. Once you understand that I don't give a damn, I don't go to work at 9 a.m. and get off at 5 o'clock. If I tried to force my creative process like that, I would come up with garbage. This is how you use the 1320 frequency to make music. I understand that I make the best music when the sun goes down. Because
that frequency,
the concept of time is not linear. It's artistic. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
I was going to Go ahead. No, I want to add something beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, so I understand that I'm not even worried about, it's 5 o'clock, it's 6 o'clock. Guess what? When you're in the studio creating,
that's
seven
right.
damn hours can go by. You don't even know you've been in there 7 hours.
You
don't even feel like 7 hours because we are at that time operating in that frequency. I'm going to tell you something else. That's why every engineer you ever meet who makes his living in the studio, I swear I never met an unhappy engineer in my life. I never met one because they spend their whole day surrounded by those vibrations, those
and
frequencies.
And it don't matter.
And it don't matter. Time doesn't matter. It literally suspends when you're in those time frames. So I live in the 1320. I was raised up in it.
I was raised up in it. As a matter of fact, in my highest point of producing, I never even went to the office. I hated going to the office. It wasn't for me. The energy in that, the types of lights that they used, it didn't resonate with me. I want to be, if you gave me my choice, I would be in the studio or on a film set all day. Because I have already mastered getting the signals from the other side. That's what musicians do, producers especially, and writers. We are getting the messages for music that don't even exist yet.
Yes, powerful.
So I promise you, we are not on that 20. We are not on that 1260 time at all, at all. That's why artists always late.
Yes. And
that's
also,
why they always late.
I'll tell you this about the difference between, because sometimes we can get caught in the matter when we start to think about the 1260 versus the 1320.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want you to think about with the 1320, and it's everything that Dr. Banks talked about here. The number one thing is we have moved away from, like you said, chasing money. The daily grind, you know, kidding that. We've moved away from that. And this is really all about spiritual cultivation. 1320, that frequency, it's a couple of things that rule that frequency. Because 1320, the frequency, time is art. Think about it that way. And there are three components that go into that. That's the heart. This is why the heart chakra is so important, to understand the base of the heart and to understand about art, about making art, and to understand about nature, looking at those things in nature. You can see all over the planet where nature is really adhering to that frequency, really about the spiritual cultivation. It's about synchronizing, like you said, synchronizing things, knowing that everything is in perfect order, even if it means that at 12:30 at night you get the inspiration to get up and start writing, or to maybe get up and sit still for a moment. If you feel like in the daytime to lay down and take a nap, or if that's where your spark of your creativity is, it's to know that everything is always new. See, we came from a world where nothing was new. Just like Dr. Banks is saying here, that when you get into that creative aspect, and we all have that energy as artists, because this is where the art is coming from, this whole, Brother Bilal talked about how we're moving into this energy of the art. Well, all of this is about the 1320, what Dr. Banks is talking about here, about frequency. It's about moving into that energy and understanding about the art. We have to stop running around, because what is it doing? It's killing our damn vibe. And this is the message for tonight. It's for us to be on that 1320 frequency and to recognize that it's time to synchronize these things and know that we're able to create not one thing, not two things, not maybe some things, not even by chance, but everything is always new. We can pull new information that has not existed in this time. I know that's a provocative concept, but I want you guys to really adhere to what Dr. Banks is telling you. This is what these arts are doing. They're pulling out these concepts. They're pulling out these vibes. They're pulling out these frequencies that you've never heard in a way you have never heard it. It is new. And so for the first time in the human history, in the planet, we're able to be new again, to get on that vibe, to get on that frequency where spiritual cultivation is at there. But you got to be still. You got to be still. You know how the commercial says, wait for it? Wait for it. You got to be still. You got to wait for it. You got to be still to catch it. You know, this brother that's on the phone, when I said that there are billionaires on the remix, they're everywhere. They're all over, but they're on that 1320 frequency. And if we get caught at low vibration and always trying to piece this against that and piece this up against that, you will never catch the frequency. You will never be able to be still enough to hear your vibe, to find your 1320, so you can get into that remix. so you can elevate yourself. It's about all of us doing it, every single one of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just had to say that.
Yeah. Oh, no, you said it all. I'm appreciative for, because you brought up the key piece that I was missing in the conversation. You know, the real true secret of it is it's a tool to synchronize yourself back with everything in the natural way, with nature, like you said, with each other, with the art, with the heart, all of those things.
Yes.
Because guess what? That's what has you locked down. The opposite of that is what has you locked down and not even be able to catch those vibes, like you said, catch that information. I swear I cannot use any more clear analogy than the being on the wrong radio station. You know, you just on the wrong station. You know what I mean? And in order to get the information, you got to put it on the right frequency, on the right dial. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. We have about, I can't even believe, we have about 5 minutes to go. And I definitely want to thank you so much, Dr. Banks, for coming on and sharing your knowledge, sharing your wisdom, sharing your understanding, sharing your magic with us, sharing your science with us and your art with us. And, you know, I always learn so much just to hear you speak about your work and your passion. I want to give you this opportunity to really just kind of close us out here. We have an amazing weekend, and I'm so excited. I can't wait until Black Star's video comes out. I definitely want to see that and check it out. So I'm super excited about that. And I definitely want to tell everyone, go on Netflix. You got to see Love, L-U-V. You need to go see that. That's one of our own there, Dr. Banks, doing his thing with that. And you guys, check that video out and everything else. But I want to give you an opportunity to close out in these last four foundational new minutes here.
Well, first of all, I definitely got to say so much love and just admiration and adoration for you and Brother Bilal. Like, really, like I told y'all a long time ago, you can't get rid of me now. Like, having you guys in my life is like, I can't go back to what it used to be. I can't go back at all. I couldn't imagine my life without you guys and the whole Remix family. And I just want everybody to know, you know, just understand this, that something Brother Bilal say all the time, you know what, man, it all works out in our favor. I mean, just to even understand that, you got to be on a higher vibratory rate. You know, we sometimes get caught up in how things look, but it all works out in your favor. And, you know, the principles that I live by now, I created from being in your classes and talking to you and just really wanting to express my love to you, my respect to you and everybody listening, because we all on the same journey. We all trying to get to the next level, but each of us has a piece. You know what I mean? Each of us has a piece, and it's so beautiful, you know, that it's nobody's no more important than the other one. You know what I mean?
We're all learning and growing on Earth together.
You know, because like a lot of times, people like who I interact with, they say, "Man, oh man, you doing this? You doing that?" I'd be like, "Little do y'all know, you know what my favorite thing to do is sit in the house with my children." You know what I mean? Because they have no idea. Like the reality is that I look up to people like you and Brother Bilal and Brother Wayne and Brother Bobby and all of y'all.
Yeah.
And it's like, in my city, they may look at it like famous, but I'm like, man, I'm just like y'all. My heart is with the people. My heart is with my people. And everything I do, I do it for all of y'all. You know?
That's why
I can't fail, because I'm not even doing it out of arrogance or ego. I'm doing it for someone else.
Well,
I can't wait till y'all get Black Star too.
Yes, we're so excited about that. I definitely am. I definitely want to send love to you. I thank you so much for coming on and taking time out, because trust me, I know you busy. And this is a special, special treat, and I'm so glad that you did come by, and much love to you, and thank you again. We're going to get ready to close out, everybody. Don't forget to download, download, download. If you like the show, you know what to do. Like it. If you love it, you know what to do. Love it over on Facebook. Love it on Twitter. Love it all over. And, you know, we'd love to hear your feedback from this show, all of the remix shows. See you guys in Self-Invested. I hear Baby Blue's going to be doing something in Self-Invested this weekend. Brother Bilal coming on Sunday. We got the Soul Sister Workshop. Boy, we're doing it, big remix family. So peace and love, you guys. We're going to go ahead and get out of here and just much love to everybody, and much love, warm spirit, as we get ready to close out. So peace and love to you guys. And yeah, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Great share. Ashe to the ancestors. Peace and love, everybody. See you guys next week on the remix. Peace and love. Peace and love.